Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission all the way from Jakarta in Indonesia. It is now here, the 14th day of September in the year of our Lord, 2014. It is still the 13th in the beloved Biafra land, the same time in London as well, where we are headquartered and where we have been joined by the very eminent barrister, an attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. We are welcoming you. I should also say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. This is a proof that the world does indeed turn around. It is evening in the United Kingdom, evening in our beloved, very beautiful Biafra land. It is early hours of the morning here in Jakarta in Indonesia, where I arrived around about 3:30 p.m. local time yesterday. It was breathtaking. It was exciting. The finest welcome I've ever received. Being driven, or being, of course, escorted or dispatched by two outriders. I have spoken to Jennifer about it, and we shall post it. Our people are here. They are well in good spirits. And from tomorrow, we shall kick off with our live interactive television session during the time which we have earmarked to address our people, not just here, but all over the world. That time is 12 noon in Biafra land, 12 noon in the United Kingdom, depending on where you are in the world. 12 o'clock tomorrow in Biafra land. It is 6 p.m. here in Jakarta, in Indonesia. We expect you, we ask everybody, we urge you, please, to try and tune in. There are many things I have to say about Indonesia, which I have to reserve for tomorrow, because indeed here they have surprised me from the last time that I came here. When I came here before, we are asking them to try and come out. We are pleading with them on my second missionary journey to this place to continue the propagation of this very wonderful gospel that Chukwu Abiama has determined that we must preach. I have come. I have seen many Biafrans. They are very enthusiastic. They are willing. They are capable. These people are indefatigable. I can tell you that when we begin to count countries that are with us, when you mention Malaysia, when you mention China, when you mention United Kingdom, when you mention USA, when you mention Sweden, when you mention Norway, when you mention France, you must also mention Indonesia. Because here, I can tell you that they are also very, very formidable. I have been impressed so far. And tomorrow, we shall explore the very message we have for them, because here, even those of them who are blind, they will be able to recover their sight tomorrow. Everything that is wrong with this place, with our people here, we must try and address those issues. We have come here to cleanse this very land. We have come here to drive away evil spirit. We have come here to restore hope. We have come here to bring back life to our people. Because on Monday, I will be visiting the prisons here to go and see some of them. We shall be ensuring that everything humanly possible is being done, that Biafra may be restored, that these people may be sent back home from whence they came, that they may go to the land of their fathers, their ancestors, their forebears, and worship Chukwu Abiama the same way it was intended. We must do so on Monday. This is Radio Biafra. A few of them are here. The time here now is approximately, say 10 minutes past, I would say, 1 a.m. in the morning. You must understand this. We've not slept very well. I was kidding myself. I thought I was going to sleep, but it wasn't possible to do so. We are here preaching this very gospel. And a few of them who are diehard, very determined, are here with me. Some of them are in the same hotel that I'm in, making sure that everything is working wonderfully well. Therefore, we must welcome you wherever you are, that this is Radio Biafra, your live twice daily broadcast and transmission to the entirety of humanity. We do not fail you. We can never fail you, because you support, you fund, you give us every necessary assistance that works of you. Therefore, everything within our powers, we must be able to do. Anything that we can do, we must bring it to bear on this very transmission today. We remember those that we left in Barcelona, and before then, We remember those we left in London, those of them who are willing, who are able, who are determined, who are very vocal, very vociferous, who will march forward with us to go and get Biafra, because we are unrelenting. Nothing is going to stop us from getting Biafra. Heaven knows you're standing our way and we'll crush you. We have told our enemies that we have served them. Notice they understand it very clearly and very well. And nothing is going to stop us from making sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty between now and the end of next year. We must do all within our powers, because things can never be the same again. They can never be. That is where we are gathering momentum, gathering support all over the world. Therefore, wherever you are, we welcome you, regardless of the country, the continent that you're in, the time zone that you're domiciled in this very moment as you're listening to us. We ask you to ask those around you to please go to satellite, because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. Some people are daft. Some people are intellectually challenged. They do not understand the difference between satellite broadcast and other media platforms. Radio Biafra is on satellite. Radio Biafra is a premier satellite provider. And for that reason and that reason alone, we are being listened to this very precise moment in nothing less than 5 continents of the world via decoder. As long as you have access to satellite with free-to-air satellite decoder or receiver, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. We are also online via www.radiobiafra.co. That's our main website. Our principal listening post, if you go there, you'll be able to hear everything that we are saying. Also, tell your friends to go to radiobiafra.co. We are on tuning.com. We are on radioforest.net. Radio Biafra can be received via tuning app and also via our own bespoke app. We are on BiafraRestoration.com. We are on BiafraVoice.com. We are on peopleofbiafra.org. We are also on IPOB.org. We are also on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. That is who we are. That is our name. A name we must bear. A name that will lead us into that very glorious land that Chukwuma has promised our forebears before we came. Only in our generation is the manifestation of that very promise to our ancestors being fulfilled, because Chukwuma only saw our hearts. Know our hands are clean. Chukwuma knows we are incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow. Chukwuma himself knows, who has granted us the journey mercies to get here, knows very, very well that we are without fear before our enemies. We are not afraid of anything born by a woman. We know that Biafra is a divine pursuit. We know we are doing what is right before God and before man. And as long as we keep his statutes, as long as we recognize Chukwuma to be the God of everything that is created, as long as we know that we cannot retreat and that we cannot surrender, as long as we do not prevaricate, as long as we do not allow the enemies of God, those of them being sponsored by Rocha, Sokoracha, APC, Boko Haram, to distort what we are doing, as long as we remain resolute, as long as we remain determined, as long as we remain indomitable and indefatigable, as long as this very incredible world continues, there is no way that Biafra will not come. That is why we are here to preach this very gospel. And we must preach it, because Chukwuma knows that this is the only reason why some of us we are born. And I'm delighted to say that I am here surrounded by some of them, those of them who were also born to ensure that they set their people free. I have one or two in London, and one of them has joined me. Please, Barrister, if you can still hear me, this is Radio Biafra. You will start by acknowledging our people. Their presence are here. It is very felt all over the world. Professors listen to us. Presidents of the world listen to Radio Biafra. Anybody who is somebody listen to us. Here they get their gospel, they get their news on this very platform. We educate them, we sensitize them, we make them aware, we impart wisdom. Barrister, there is nothing we cannot do, because Chukwuma is indeed our God. Please go ahead. Good evening. Oh, good morning from here.
Good morning. Well, good evening from my director. Good morning, fellow Christians, those in Jakarta, in Indonesia. We thank you for the warm reception given to the director of Radio Biafra, the diaconal of Biafra, the man who never said no to any obstacle. The only man who soldiers it on his own, as the others put it. He leads from the front. Chukwuma has led this guy, given him a day to move about, to balance by the next day You will hear his voice elsewhere. Director, you are doing exactly what Chukwu Abiola ordained that you must do. You don't have this without complaints, without any reason to give excuses. You are indeed blessed. I tell you, not only will Biafra appreciate and cherish what you do for us, but the entire worldwide of the indigenous people of Biafra appreciate the thank you, the welcome you. Their praises always go to you. Their prayers comes before you. And you can welcome back to Belize, where you have done before and now you've gone there again. So I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you wherever you are now, those who are tuning in, those who are coming, and those who are already there, wherever you are, East, West, North, or South. My thank you as always, and the listenership you've given to Radio Biafra, we command people, we command listenership worldwide. Radio Biafra is not a hidden station. People know us by what we say, by the truth that Biafra must be restored, and we're not kidding. We are telling you the facts, the figures, as it appears. We do not know how to hide information. We do not know how to play about our third words. We tell you as it comes. Where are false, we will tell you these are fabrications, don't listen to it. Where there is honesty, we don't therefore will tell you to stick to it. Because this is what we know, as director will put it. We thank you, dear friends. We thank you for all the support, assistance you give to us on a daily basis. Without the efforts, we would not be on air. All of you, we thank you. And we can never stop thanking you. Because when you have people supporting you, you glow. Our director is moving up and down just to see that the Biafra is restored. Biafra, we thank you. Director yourself, we thank you. We thank all the coordinators, those who are moving about, having meetings everywhere, generating people. Radio Biafra, we invest in people. We invest in Biafrans. We love each other. And of course, you will hear some few pockets of people telling you we don't love each other. These are distractors. We don't listen to them because we know what we are doing here. Biafrans, we can never thank you enough. You are tuning into Radio Biafra this evening, coming from Director Uche Mefo, the deputy director, the engineer, supersonic engineer. He led us in the morning, and this evening is the director of Radio Biafra, leading all of us. Please stay tuned. Bring your ideas, your opinions, your contributions to supporting what we are doing here, because we don't have anything to say apart from restoring Biafra. Once again, those who are surrounding Director in Jakarta, we thank you for the reception. We thank you that you have the time to invite Director to stay with you. And please make sure that everything Director is looking for, he's asking for, is provided to him. Because you can never get any other person like Director. Majority of us cannot do what he does. But he's doing it with happiness. He's doing it with gladness. He's doing it with all amount of wisdom given to him by Chukwu Abiola. If you say you can do it, try. For all I know, 99.95% cannot do what this guy is doing. Thank him, glorify him, and give him the praises where he merits it. And of course, he merits anything that you see him doing. Director, Chukwu Abiola will always protect you wherever you go. You're in and out. Your flight and your landing. You always land safely, take off safely, and finish off what we have started. As I always use this word, that here on Radio Biafra, we had a solemn agreement that what we do here is votive. We made an agreement until Biafra is restored. We can never sit back. Director, I am standing by after the news we analyze. Good evening, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, 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 very much. Please, that was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We graciously accept your presence, and in so doing, we ask you, we urge you to also invite other people to participate. If my voice is echoing, I need to be told. Our dear sister, Berichukwuanyi Work, is telling me that my voice is echoing. I need HMFO to please confirm, considering that this signal goes from here to London and then from there to the rest of the world. Where HMFO sits at the controls, I need to know if the volume of my voice and also the synthesization of my voice is in accordance or is consistent with the output required of this very platform from which this very gospel is preached all over the world. This is Radio Biafra, not like any other radio station. Here we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And as always, our universal number, which incidentally was given to us from here in Indonesia, we have returned to this very place. Therefore, you must be aware of the fact that we run a live interactive session. If you call W, not just the Skype that we have on, if you call +44208133996, you will get us. +44208133996, you will get us. If you also call us on Skype, Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1, you will also be able to receive us. And today, we have started what we advised to do a while ago. Rapid Response 68 is on only for the principal officers of state, those of them who are strong, those of them who are resolute. The vultures are going about. Some of you say you are Christians, but you do not understand the niceties. You do not understand some of the finer details as contained in the Bible. Anytime you're doing something nice, you have temptation. The same way that Satan came to tempt Yeshua after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights and asked him to turn stone into bread, is how some of you will be tempted by those of them sent by Richard Sokorocha. These are evil men. They will pretend, they will ask you to fall from the mountaintop that the angels will protect and guide you. They will catch you. They will not allow you to strike your feet against the rock. These are the people that will try to offer you advice by asking you to turn stone into bread that you may eat, having purified your soul and your mind, having been baptized in the fire of freedom fighting by this very platform, this very radio station, Radio Biafra. We are warning you that such agents of darkness, such people who we are sent to destroy what we are doing, they will come after your soul the same way that Satan, a prince, will come after your soul. It is therefore your responsibility, your duty to ensure that you don't fall into their trap. These people are being funded by APC, Boko Haram, Trulocha, Sokorocha. They will answer to Biafrans. They are not Biafrans. They will go and combine every disgraced politician they can find anywhere to try to confuse you. That is the work of Satan. Every blessed second, the devil will keep trying. Keep trying, keep trying. As we went to Barcelona discussing with Catalan government officials, as we were there letting the whole world understand how serious we are about our agitation, placing the flag of Biafra beside other people who came there, making sure that 2 million people heard about Biafra. Some people being piloted by the mind, the satanic mind of APC Boko Haram. They were busy inboxing, as always, our coordinators. Any coordinator that fails to live up to expectation will be removed on the spot. Continental reps from the word of this. Anybody who as much as gives an ear to these agents of darkness, agents of Satan, sent by Rocha Sokorocha, if these people want to debate Biafra, I have given them this very solemn pledge since last year. Come out in the open and discuss it. You cannot go and Rochas will send you. You want to destroy what we are doing. We are indestructible. We are indefatigable. We don't stop and they are finding it out the very hard way. We will not let them in. They can do anything they like. If they like, let them go and commit suicide one after the other. They can never come in. The idiots we're talking about know who they are. They are beyond the pale. There will be no forgiveness. I don't forgive. Never, ever, ever. The same hatred I have for Nigeria, I have for these people. The same hatred, if not more. Because they should know better than to try and play the role of the Lucifer that is trying to tempt the children of God away from the truthful path, the truthful worship, the truthful mode the only path that can lead them to salvation, which is Biafra. It is impossible. We have nothing to do with Hausa people and Hausa sponsored Igbo politicians and elders. Impossible. Can't do that. Instead, we all go down together. That is a very firm pledge and a very firm promise. They hide everywhere. They claim that when I'm not there, they'll be yapping. If they come here, I was in Barcelona. I couldn't see them. I was on the streets of Barcelona. I could not find them. These vermins of the earth, these vagabonds, these very poor, wretched, failed men who inhabit Europe. I feel sorry for them. The hatred I have for the zoo is exactly how I despise them, if not even more. I told them they will be destroyed and they're destroyed. They're floundering all over the place seeking for relevance and nobody is listening. They cannot run a live program anymore because nobody calls them on air. Nobody bothers to call them because people have found out. These liars and deceivers, I told them the same thing I told Wazurike. At the end of the day, people will know you and I who is speaking the truth and who is lying. That is why I don't change. Other people may fall and change. That is your business. I never change my path when I've chosen it. It's impossible to change. I don't compromise with vermins and vagabonds. I don't do that. I honor men who have dignity and decency, who can stand through the test of time. You commit your money, you commit your blood, you commit everything. Not men who couldn't bring out one single dime to fund Radio Biafra. When they saw that Biafrans are interested, they want to come in. I'm waiting for the right opportunity. I have been compiling my dossier on them. I've been compiling it. You asked me to work with Okorocha, and I told you no. I will not work with Okorocha over my dead body. That was my word. These idiots went all over the place, inboxing people, writing to them. Our dear sister, one of them, Uga Hamefula, wrote to me and said I shouldn't worry about what these idiots are saying. That is how they make you even more popular. The more they talk about us, people want to come and see what they're talking about. Once they listen to Radio Biafra, they say, oh my God, what have I been missing? Some go back to go and thank them and say, thank you very much for letting me know about these people. What we are doing is above board. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That's the meaning of it. This platform is Radio Biafra. We are the indigenous people of Biafra in every country of the world. I am in Indonesia. Here, the family here, they are called Biafrans in Indonesia. And they are hosting me, and as the barrister will say, by virtue of that fact, hosting the entire Biafran family worldwide. When I say to people that we are formidable, they don't understand it. I'm in Indonesia, having come from Barcelona in Catalonia. From here, we'll be visiting other countries as well. There is nothing that is impossible for us to do. Only fear can hold us prisoner. Anything else is irrelevant. Only fear. And I ask some of you who are fortunate or unfortunate enough to be approached by these agents of darkness working for Rocha, Sokrocha, APC, Boko Haram. Those of you that saw through them, we commend you. One or two idiots in Thailand fell by the wayside. We understand who they are. That is their nature. And as I say, anybody who does not believe in the truth can never be fathered by a genuine Igbo person. Impossible in life to do. Impossible to do. Impossible. If you check all of them, I am giving them an assignment. Let them go and do a blood test and do DNA screening. They will find out that their mothers were wayward. Not fathered by genuine Biafran men. It is inconceivable. Inconceivable. These are agents of darkness. We have destroyed them as we tell them we will. Wazurike is down and out. So are also these fools. The same way the zoo will collapse. And then we face Yoruba after that. One by one, they will fall. One after the other, they will fall. They can beg from now till kingdom come. We can never accept them. They can't come back. They can go hang themselves if they want to. Or we meet them somewhere else. Anywhere they want us to meet them, we shall go there to meet them. This is Radio Biafra. People are here assembled. We must go to them, as a matter of fact, to ensure that everybody here tells the whole world where they come from. Where they come from, very, very critical, very, very important. because we are an international platform. The whole world listens to us, and by that virtue, we continue the spread, the dissemination of this very gospel that Chukwu Abiama asked us to preach, that his children may be set free. The restoration of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth can only be made possible through the restoration of Biafra as an independent sovereign republic. Chukwu Abiama must make that possible. Those are his promises. Those are his words. We hold him to it, and he must deliver it. This is Radio Biafra. Our people here will now acknowledge you one after the other. It is now almost 1:30 a.m. in the morning, but they are here assembled, and we must preach this very gospel for the whole world to hear us, that even in Indonesia, late at night, we are here. We are here preaching this very gospel. Please go ahead. Your name and where you come from. Kelen and Diabanyu, greet them. Go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra around the world. My name is Isaac Eze, the national coordinator of Biafrans in Indonesia. I'm from Ihinta Akeze, Ebonyi State in Biafra land. I welcome you all to the today's broadcast. Please listen and be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is our coordinator here. I remember the first time I came to Indonesia, things weren't as rosy as this. I told them then to persevere. I think there's about 3 or 4 of them. They persevered, and today Indonesia is very strong. I can tell you that. Please, the next person. Thanks to the work they have done. Go ahead. The next person, please.
Hello. Wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning.
Speaking to the microphone, please.
Good morning. Yeah. Good afternoon. Good evening. Depending where country you are.
No, you're still speaking away. I still cannot hear you. You need to speak into the microphone.
Hello.
Yeah, that's better.
Wonderful people of Biafra. I greet you all. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My names are Oke Koska. By special grace of God, I'm a national deputy coordinator in Indonesia. I came from Iftenanka in Olumba, North local government, Biafra land. Please stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I thank all of you for the work you have done here. Please, next person.
Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, my brothers and sisters from Biafra land. My name is Chinonso Mwabunike. I'm from Umoji in Idemmiri North in Biafra land. Stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. Umoji, that's where my aunt is married. I have cousins, first cousins from Umoji. The next person, please.
Hello. I am Igwebike Zodo from Ogu in Enugu State. We are here to discuss on how we will actualize this Biafra. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Next person.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chibike Oje. I'm from Ososu Umigbe in Aba North local government area in Biafra land. Please stay tuned.
Thank you very much, Umigbe. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Next person, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name's Matthias Udie. I'm from Obudu local government in Cross River State. I'm the zonal coordinator in Tangeran, in Jakarta.
Thank you very much, our dear brother from Ubudu in Cross River State, in case some people did not hear that. We are reaching out. We are everywhere. We are assembling. Anywhere we go to, we find somebody from our cousins, be it Efik, be it Ibibio, be it Ijo, be it Shekiri, be it Urobo. Everywhere we are uniting this family to be one, under truth, under honesty, under inscrutable character of an impeccable nature. We don't change, we don't move from where we are. Whiter than white and whiter than snow, that God may bear us witness. Please go ahead, the next person.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, great people of Biafra. My name is Ibeuche Najud. I come from Amakohia Ikedru in Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. The next person, please.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. Good morning from Indonesia. My name is Nelson Yagaze. I am from Nsukka in Enugu State. I live here in Jakarta, Indonesia. I want to say good morning to you all. I want to encourage you all to continue in this fight and in this struggle for the restoration of our country, Biafra. I want to say we here, we are formidable. We are indomitable. We are very resilient. I want to encourage you never to relent, never to fall by the wayside, never, never, never to fall by the temptations that is being meted out and given to people by the Billion Human Rights, by the Rothschild-sponsored people, and all, and by other agents of darkness from the zoo called Nigeria. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. They have a pattern to their pathological sadness and madness. These idiots who cannot make anything of themselves or for themselves, they think that by running to politicians somehow life will be better for them. They think that by compromising their stance that they will make find life a lot more easier. They thought the way we are doing things is far more difficult, is a tougher way of doing it. They don't understand that he who is with God is with majority. They don't understand that the purity of our heart, the love we have for our people, our patriotism, our relentlessness is what will guide us through. They don't quite understand that before. Now they are beginning to understand this. Now they know it. Now they know that Biafra is here to stay. Because we are here. Because we are in Indonesia. Because we are everywhere in the world. Because in every continent you go to, in every region of the world, there is somebody listening to Radio Biafra. Not just listening to Radio Biafra, people are going back to Chukwu Abiam as their God. Ask anybody who has gone back to Chukwu Abiam and knelt down and prayed and said, "You are my Lord and my God. I will worship no other thing before you. I will not bow before any image as you commanded. I will not bow before any likeness of any man, dog or animal, anything at all that it is, because only you is worthy of praise." If that is your prayer, every blessed day you see will happen to you. That's why we are here. That is where Biafra is going to come. Because Chukwu Abiam is God. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to go and bring you our news headlines. I'm honored to say that the barrister is with me. Barrister Mamezu has remained with me. And the barrister shall stay with me until the end of this very program. We shall bring you forth the news headlines, news analysis. We must analyze it. We must make you aware of what is happening in that damnable place, the Zoological Republic, where we are seeking its destruction, absolute and comprehensive devastation of that abominable creation by one man and one man alone, Frederick Lugard. We cannot have it. We cannot have the zoo survive. It is impossible to do so. Therefore, all that we do is dedicated to restoring our country and making sure that those of them responsible for the death of 5.2 million people are held to account. That they are held to account and that we bring justice to bear upon them. This is Radio Biafra, where our determination, where our loyalty, where our obligation is dictated by the fate of those that we are killed, either through sheer wickedness of the Hausa Fulani Islamic people or through the duplicitous accomplices that the Yorubas provided for them to be able to execute people in their millions. Those that starved our children, those that killed our fathers and our mothers, that today they have come to also give us a version of Biafra, to come from within the Kepon Sumene, to try to destroy the work that we are doing. On a day that we went to Barcelona, that was the day these idiots and wretched, I don't know how to describe them. What we can do, you cannot do it. Not now, not ever. You can't do it. They can't afford to run a live program because nobody calls them on the phone. They think that people are stupid. People are intelligent people. When what you do in life is fueled by envy. I remember the story they used to tell us as small children about the envy and jealousy when people marry or find themselves in polygamous homes. You know, always go back to that story and see the ending of it. Always go back and see what happens. Even as small children, they used to tell us about envy and jealousy that is not good. There are our tales as little children are replete with stories of envy and jealousy getting people into trouble. But these idiots came. We do what we do because Chukwu Abiyama blessed us. That is why people can wake up in the morning and say that they want to see their director and I go there to go and preach this very gospel to them. People can't invite you because you're not good enough. Emmanuel, you can't do it. Can you address the world media? Have you defended Biafra before? Koena Abok and Ketara in a Skype somewhere that four people are watching. Professors listen to us to learn. Doctors listen to Radio Biafra that they may understand more about the discipline that they studied for over 7 years. This is Radio Biafra, where the spirit of Chukwu Abiyama is. No other place. I put that as a challenge to anybody. Anna Gwonere. We got to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Once again, we remind you that we are in Jakarta in Indonesia before a select audience of Biafrans who are diehard. Diehard Biafrans. Things happened today when I came here. I can tell you that. And they will remain with me. Army chief denies engaging ex-militants and ex-servicemen. Nobody anymore knows the news to believe from the zoo. Oh, Toto are calling us, the Hinha are calling us. Nobody knows. 1 minute we're hiring ex-militants. The next minute, no, we're not hiring them. Nobody knows what to believe. Because that is the den of liars. That is what happens when you engage Yorubas and work with them. This is what will befall you. This is what will be. Of course, unless you're married to, you know, the lucky ones are Yoruba girls who are married to us. We have saved them from bondage. We are bringing them out from darkness into the light. If Yoruba girls are sensible, they should go and try and find Biafran husbands immediately. That is the only way they can save their people. Because through us, God will might be able to spare them of what is to come. Boko Haram displaced persons take over churches in Borno. They come to your church, they bomb it and they kill you. Now they have gotten themselves into trouble. They go back to your church and then occupy it. Where is Pope Francis the first or the sixth or the second or even the eighth? Where are they? Our churches are falling into the hands of Hausa Fulani people. Sanusi is the head of terrorists. His coronation has been stopped, according to some reports we are getting, and we shall go on to bring that in greater detail later on. Boko Haram refugees flood Lagos, narrate ordeal in Borno and Adamawa. Now, Britain, I told you. I told Britain in 2009 that if they don't allow Biafra to come, the tidal wave of refugees that will land on the shores of Britain will be 60 million people. 60 million. Ordinary, wretched, poverty-stricken, backward-smelly Lagos is taking refugees. They did not run to Cameroon. They didn't go to their brothers in Niger. They didn't go to Chad. They didn't go to Mali, where they come from. They are heading towards Lagos. And with them comes terrorists. With amongst them. The zoo is finished. The zoo is finished. I want Ndibon Hanui here. They don't hear. The more an Igbo man stays in power in the zoo, the more people will die. So says God in heaven, not man. Unana Hanui here. Namdi Azikiwe. Wafori Izu. Agi Ronsi. Now, another Azikiwe. Any time an Igbo, somebody with an Igbo name, Igbo sounding name, knows that very place, you will die. Go and read the Bible. Some of them say they're Christians. And I got Egoka. And I got St. Thomas. I got St. Agnes. I got Kagankozo. People study the Bible. They don't quite understand it. There was no king of Israel that ruled anybody apart from Israelis. If you claim you are descended from Israel, why don't you see and learn from them? Go back to the Bible. Even if you say you disagree with the present generation of Israelis, which I think is daft for anybody to say that, go back to the Bible. God will say to them, go and slay the Amalekites and come back. Don't stay there. Sometimes, don't even bring anything in. If you are a king and you disobey, you bring something back in, God will destroy you. No evil man can rule Hausa people. Any day you attempt it, they will keep killing us until you run away from there. There is Biafra everywhere, but some of them are too blind to see it. They think that Biafra is a thing of the flesh. They think Biafra is a thing that is carnal. They think Biafra is something any vagabond can wake up in the morning. Incoherent. Cannot present a compelling view, any topic, cannot convince even their own wives in the house about the merits of what they're preaching. Any idiot can come up from anywhere and do Biafra. Biafra, you are chosen to do it. Chosen. You don't even choose yourself. You are chosen to do it. Forced to do it. That the will of God may prevail. Now it's only in the morning. Refugees are flooding Lagos. Oh, can I malita, malita? They say T.B. Joshua is a man of God. Oh, God. I feel sorry for our people. I feel sorry for them. Anyway, the building has collapsed. He couldn't see the building in a vision. He can see a vision of Nigeria and Jonathan winning elections so they can give him money. But he cannot see the vision of his part of his so-called church collapsing. Mad people. The Mohammedan Emirate of the North lists its case against President Jonathan. Jonathan, you have an Igbo sounding name. Jonathan, you are a Biafran. Jonathan, they will keep hunting you down. If you contest next year, you'll be assassinated, you'll be killed. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. Nothing. Those of you that wonder why Yorubas get away scot-free is because English people know we don't form cults. The Okonkwo we have is to maintain law and order. Oebe, a rite of initiation of adulthood. We don't do cults. The reason why Yorubas are getting away scot-free, it seems, is because of the affiliation to Freemasonry. Because the Grand Lodge or the Ubuni Lodge you have is affiliated to Freemasonry. That's all. Fraternity. That is why Wole Soyinka gave all of you cults in your universities. Most of you don't know that Wole Soyinka brought in cultism in universities. Do you know that? No, some people don't know that. Yoruba. People say they are good. Only when they are married to Biafran men and bear Biafran children will they be cleansed as that very process continues. Only then. Before then, there are nothing. Army Chief, Lieutenant General Minima, we don't need ex-Niger militants to defeat Boko Haram. Indiana. Lunatics. Maybe one day you will need Boko Haram to help you defeat market women from Dahomey. Who knows? Boko Haram, please continue. One day, they say, oh, why don't we go and call the militants of Boko Haram to come and help us to get back Bakassi Peninsula from Cameroon, giant of Africa. Which territory have you ever won for your country? At least I respect the English. They'll go out and conquer people for their country. They will say for the glory of the crown. That's what they will say. When they conquer somewhere, they put British flag and say for the glory of the crown of England. We do this. These ones, the Bakassi, Achuoha, so they ran away from there. They come to the streets. The same 4 kilometers from where they surrendered without a fight, you see them intimidating civilians. Clear very well. Now they want to go back to so-called Niger Delta militants, which I don't quite understand what that means, Niger Delta militants. We are going to continue our news in greater detail, if we can find them. There was one here that I wanted to read this very news. Group drags in Hejrika, Modu Sheriff to International Criminal Court. When I castigate it, people, on a parindibo. Had the useless Igbo people been able to take Gowon to court, this nonsense would not have happened. Gowon killed us. Instead of people either chasing Gowon to kill Gowon or take him to court, we invite him and give him chieftaincy title. Ihejirika that is clearly innocent. Igbo people, as foolish as they are, Ndibo di beribe. You'll be there playing and joking, and one day someone will be issued for Hejrika. If he travels abroad, he'll be arrested. Ndibo. We are going to read the news later on. But we now go back to read out the news in greater detail, if we can. Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Kenneth Minima. the Chief of Army Staff on Friday in Kaduna denied alleged plan to enlist 10,000 former Niger Delta militants and ex-servicemen to boost the fight against the current insurgency in the northeast. The Northern Socio-Political Organization, the Arewa Constitutive Forum, had on Thursday warned the authorities of the Nigerian Army against using the former militants who had benefited from the late President Umaru Yar'Adua's amnesty program under any guise to fight the Boko Haram insurgents in the north. The Arewa Constitutive Forum, through its National Publicity Secretary Mohammed Ibrahim, had on Thursday in Kaduna noted that it heard of planned recall of 10,000 ex-soldiers for the purpose of fighting the terrorists. I described the move as a welcome development, but cautioned the authorities to scrutinize those that will be recalled. But the Chief of Army Staff, shortly after inauguration of the Radio Diagnosis Center of the 44 Nigerian Army Reference Hospital Kaduna, asked Nigerians to discuss such rumor, adding that the military had the capacity to tackle the terrorists. They said that Boko Haram is running riot, running rampage, and killing people. They said that the problem is to contain Boko Haram. But the North is telling you, those of you who don't understand the English language, that belong to the camp of Okorocha, APC Boko Haram camp, deceiving you and you cannot see it. Some of the men I thought were sensible people. When Okorocha came calling, they abandoned Biafra and went. All of you will be ashamed of yourselves. And there will be no forgiveness because I warned you before time that we don't forgive and forget. You can conspire like the weasel you are, but you can't do anything. You can't do anything. You can only yap and yap and yap and yap and gossip. Look at what is happening. Arewa is telling you that don't go and recruit Biafrans essentially to come and fight Boko Haram. No, don't do that. 10,000 ex-militants. They said because they benefited from Umaru Yar'Adua's amnesty program. Hausa Fulani people, you have been benefiting from the British amnesty program since God knows when. British amnesty, that's what you're enjoying now, the oil. Is that amnesty? The British government handed you over the oil wells and the people of Biafra land as caretaker for them. Is that not amnesty? They said Nzok organized the coup. So he wanted something in return. They killed the Serena of Sokoto, Samadu Bello. Because of that, how do we please them? The useless Nnamdi Azikiwe. Give everything to Hausa Fulani people. Where are they today? They are the ones killing your children. They are the ones telling you, you don't recruit these people to come and fight. I thought everybody would have organized. And if your brother is in the Niger militant or Niger Delta, one or rubbish, they call them. If you go there, they will kill you off. If you go there, you will die there. You think this is some sort of joke? You think Boko Haram is Nigerian army? If you go there, they will kill you. If you want to stay alive, please go back to the village. If that's money they gave you from resource control, go and buy more resource control hat and enjoy yourself in Port Harcourt. Don't go and waste your lives in the north. The combined might of NATO could not defeat the same Al-Qaeda-inspired ideology of the Taliban in Afghanistan. Russia did not defeat the same ideology that fuels Boko Haram. Talk less of people that were given 20,000 naira each from amnesty program to go and fight. People are daft. We continue. Thousands of internally displaced persons have stormed churches in Borno State for refuge. The internally displaced persons decided to seek refuge in the places of worship after the members of the Boko Haram terrorist group sacked their communities. Some of the churches where the internally displaced persons are taking refuge Saturday Punch Lent are the Assemblies of God Church, Wulare, Church of the Brethren in Nigeria, popularly known as EYN Wulare, and the RCCG Redeemer's House, also in Wulare. It has been learned that one of the churches had equally rented houses in Maiduguri to accommodate the victims, aside doors accommodated at the Christian Association of Nigeria's office in Borno State Capital, as the crisis confronting the internally displaced persons is biting harder. The Caritas Nigeria and JDPC, the humanitarian and human development organs of the Catholic Church in Nigeria, also confirmed that the multitudes of IDP, which is internally displaced persons, had overwhelmed churches in Borno. I told our people that those that ignore history run the risk of actually living it once again. Onementolare, what goes around comes around. The same Caritas, the same Catholic Church and Catholic fathers and mothers that took care of starving and dying Biafran children are now taking care of starving and displaced Hausa Fulani people. Therefore, if we keep quiet in the face of the onslaught of Boko Haram, they will complete the attempt they made in the 1700s to convert us to Islam. They will complete it in our lifetime. They are coming. We have come. You give us the weapons. Stay where you are. Two things you can do. Support us financially or you volunteer yourself. Right now, we have enough volunteers. More than enough. More than enough. Even from Nigerian army. More than enough. All we want is the weaponry to go and do the job. Then all these Rocha Sokoracha men, they will know. They will know. I've told them there is no forget. The way I see Nigeria is how I view Boko Haram is how I view them. Anybody dealing with them, I view you as worse than Boko Haram. As an enemy of the people. That is why any anyway, no, but people don't even call them talking of going to their meeting. The coast appears not to be clear yet for the newly installed emir of Kano, the terrorist, His Eminence Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, who was crowned Muhammadu Sanusi II, the 14th monarch of the emirate in June, as there are indications that the government of the zoo might have stopped the planned coronation ceremony of the former Central Bank of Nigeria governor and Boko Haram banker. Most of you don't know this before. This is the man responsible for cleaning up Boko Haram stolen money through the Central Bank of the zoo. This is the man who single-handedly went to a cell to bring out Gideon Akaloka and behead him. This same Sanusi Lamido Sanusi killed an Igbo man, Gideon Akaloka, and beheaded him. This Sanusi belongs to the Wahhabist sect of Sunni Islam. Very, very deadly. This is the man that supported the rise of Boko Haram and the killing of our people. Today he's the emir of a place. I think he's the third most important person in the country, even more important than Jonathan himself. Because the most important person in the zoo, people don't know this, is the Sultan of Sokoto. The Sultan of Sokoto is the most important person, followed by the Shehu of Borno. Most of you don't know this. You don't know this? Shehu of Borno. People don't know this. Then the emir of Kano is third. Before then, you have the emir of Gwandu. Then you have the Oni of Ife. And then you have the Oba of Benin. There is no monarch, so to speak, from Biafra land that commands any clout nationally. Excuse me, continue. Boko Haram refugees flood Lagos. We have talked about that. They should keep coming now. Can't overwhelm them there. Overwhelm them. A six-story building belonging to the Synagogue Church of All Nations Ikotun in Lagos collapsed on Friday with no fewer than 50 persons feared dead. The building, which was under construction, was initially a two-story building before the addition of four new floors to accommodate idiots going to seek miracle. Naki Nyoshi. They're going for miracle. TB Joshua. They are dead now. They'll find their miracle in hell, I'm sure. The building was meant to hold only two levels, but they added another four to accommodate the idiots who come from all over the place coming to seek miracle. Miracle is going to work. There is no bigger miracle than a working science laboratory. There is no greater miracle than when you wake up in the morning, there is tap running in your house, there's electricity, you can feed properly. You can clothe yourself. That is miracle. Not the rubbish you get churned out by Yoruba pastors. Mad people. Pentecostal church. The insane. Mad people. Now people are dead. Now 50. So we couldn't predict it. So all of a sudden he wasn't in a dream and the churches were about to collapse. But you can tell that Jonathan will win. The Mohammed Emirate of the North leased his case against Jonathan. They are fighting against Jonathan. The North unleashed yesterday a blistering criticism of the president of the zoo, accusing him of insensitivity. The North's apex socio-political organization, the Arewa Consultative Forum, is not pleased with Dr. Jonathan's handling of the Boko Haram insurgency in the Northeast. The ACF listed its grounds against the zoo president and his administration in an open letter titled Mr. President on Security Situation in the North. Who are the people in Boko Haram? Hausa, Fulani. Who are the ones that have been ruling the zoo? Hausa, Fulani. Who are the ones in control of all the resources in the country? Hausa, Fulani. Yet they are blaming Jonathan. I call it that Al-Qaeda disease. If Al-Qaeda throws bomb in a church, they will blame the pastor. There is the pastor that asked them to, if not the pastor, they wouldn't have done it. They go out, they mismanage the economy. These men with their harems, these men that stopped their own people from going to school. Most of you don't know this, so we teach you. Do you know that the British struck a deal with Hausa people on two fronts? Don't bring Bible into Hausa land, and secondly, don't allow, in fact, don't even teach our children to, don't send them to school. Do you know those that went to school? The emirs and their children. And who are the emirs? They were predominantly Fulani. They are all Fulani people. And Fulanis came from Mali. The original owners of the land are Hausa people. But Hausa people then, they were behaving like Igbo people. They helped Fulanis to even conquer them. That's how stupid Hausa people are. Hausa, as stupid as Igbo people. They help. The same thing that Okorocha is doing with APC, Boko Haram, forming Biafran group for you people. Five or six of you, go and join and keep deceiving yourselves. The same thing that Okorocha is doing with you today in your fake, fictitious Biafra movement that you're forming everywhere. They're not forming everywhere, they're just making noise. The same thing happened to Hausa people. Hausa people, Hausa helped Fulani that came from Mali to conquer themselves. Today, there is no Hausa emir. All Fulani. Therefore, when the British came, these Fulani men said to the British, no, we don't want to, don't train the Hausa people. No, they shouldn't go to school. No. But take our children and train them. That is why the Sadwana of Sokoto, Tafawa Balewa can speak impeccable English. Impeccable, learned. But everything around them did not go to school. Whose fault is it? Jonathan? The Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Kenneth Minima, has denied the purported plan to enlist 10,000 ex-Niger Delta militants in Nigeria South-South and ex-servicemen to boost the fight against the insurgents in the northeastern part of the zoo we know as the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. In the morning, they say something. In the afternoon, they deny it. They say the same thing the next day, that people become confused. Why people even bother to read the news from the zoo, I don't know. Because they are liars. Nobody knows what to believe anymore. But of course, I don't blame them. We are black people. What do we know? We love lies and deception. As somebody once said to me, somebody told me, I think it was in Barcelona, that the mom told him that if you lie to yourself, that is the worst thing you can ever do. You know, not throw my ass. You lied. You are irrelevant. As most of these Rochas inspired people are. Irrelevant. Absolutely irrelevant. They will never talk about the achievements of the indigenous people of Biafra. They will not go and tell you that Biafrans have an embassy in Barcelona. They will not tell you we held our meeting there. They will not tell you. Some of them even said that the third minister of state that I met on the road is something that was fixed by people. Ordinary white people. But the man's picture is that these are daft. If you go to Google and you type in Catalan government officials, you will see the man there. But you know, Satan, when Satan is working with some people, he makes them mad, first of all, that they start to talk rubbish. They are dead and they are finished. You join them and you're gone. You are ostracized and you're cast out forever and ever. Forever and ever. The way we see Boko Haram is how we see you. There is no room for repentance. There is no room ever for coming back. If you're out, you're out. You do your worst. You will die in the process because we expect to meet all of you in battle. Someday, very soon. Not too long. 2015, we must meet somewhere. We will meet eventually. Then you will know that your lives have been wasted for nothing. Following evil. One also, if you hear Richard Sokolocha, you'll be running. If you hear APC, you'll be running. You idiots want to bring Awasa into Biafra land. Through the back door, through Biafra. You're doing Biafra. Agitate us for Biafra. When in actual fact, you are working with APC Boko Haram. Not as a culture. To destroy Biafra from within. You have failed. All of you have failed. Group drags in Hejirika Mudu Sharif to International Criminal Court over alleged Boko Haram sponsorship. A non-governmental organization, an NGO, the Human and Environmental Development Agenda Resource Center, has written to the trial prosecutor, International Criminal Court in The Hague, Netherlands, requesting it to investigate allegations of complicity against government officials in the terrorism war by Boko Haram Islamic insurgents in the northern part of the zoo. The letter was dated the 1st of September 2014 and addressed to Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda of the ICC. It was titled Possible Culpability of Nigerian Government Officials in Boko Haram Terrorism and Genocidal Atrocities in the Northern Nigeria. Request for Investigation and Prosecution. Do you know who Akwamgu Nandi Yoruba Denjona na Ekweta? Do you know who wrote this letter to these people? Can anybody guess here who wrote this letter? Yoruba man. Yoruba? You said Yoruba is good. Some of them are good. Some of who told you that? Eva Munagwa. Maybe I don't charge money to preach this sermon. That is why people don't take it seriously sometimes. The name of this man is the chairman of this group, is Olarenwaju Suraju, Yoruba man, and wrote to International Court, saying to International Court, Unungapantio, Inhejirika should be investigated. Yoruba man, have you investigated Awolowo? Have you investigated Gowon? Have you investigated Tewa Danjuma? Have you investigated any of these people? That says no. But you want Inhejirika investigated for being simply an Igbo man. And what will Igbo people do? They will say no. Let us try and stop Radio Biafra from defending Inhejirika, that these people always can come in. Let's occupy them so that enemies can come in. Let's weaken their flanks that our enemies can come in. Sabotage and being a traitor comes in different ways. Before, Ifajuna was very bold and direct as a traitor. But now, clever traitors are emerging in Biafra land. They will try to weaken what you're doing in Indonesia. If you announce your number on the air, they will call you. Reuters is sending them. They have won over the hearts and minds, not these idiots, the group. They have two groups. One is the sociocultural group. They go about convincing wretched Igbo Union presidents all over the world to support this useless agenda of theirs that they have next year at some point. But we shall see. And then you have the other ones. As you're making progress, as you are on the streets of Barcelona campaigning for your country, they are busy writing to governments of the world. These idiots. Anyway, they will hear the result very soon. They hear very soon. Ines Okwandia, don't say we didn't warn you. Oh, I didn't know. Amaya Mama, I got there by mistake. Somebody told me by mistake. There will be no forgiveness. None whatsoever, because here we don't forgive. We didn't get to where we are today by forgiving people. We don't forgive. No, we don't. I don't. People, I think it was last 2 months, people said I was becoming a bit soft. I said no. There are some people that we allowed to wallow in their ignorance and stupidity just to find out what they're made up of. We saw that they're very empty. Typically, Igbo people. On the scrap heap of irrelevance. Irrelevance. This non-governmental group is headed by a Yoruba man. In the eyes of this Yoruba man, if you ask him, what actually did Inhejirika do? What are the evidence? There is none. But I can show this same Yoruba man of NGO evidence of what Awolowo did. We have depositions. We have signed documents by Awolowo. We have minutes of the Council of State meeting that they had, where Awolowo said, let us stop the food from getting to the children. Yoruba man did not take Awolowo to court, but they are taking Inhejirika to court. Ndibu Abankete. Now you see why I castigate Igbo people. But we as Biafrans, I'm instructing this night or this morning from here in Jakarta, I expect the Directorate of State to organize an immediate and deadly rebuttal. So ICC will write to them. We, Biafrans, will defend the Hejrika, not in the Igbo. Igbo ama memuya, because they are compromised. They can't do it. That is our news this very morning from here, where the time is approximately, should we say, 9 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm having to look at my wristwatch because it's quite strange. Of course, I'm used to it because I do a lot of travels. We are here. It's amazing. In a makeshift studio, actually in my hotel room, Biafrans are here with me. We are broadcasting to the world. Tomorrow we go to the hall and then meet our people. We broadcast this very gospel and put it also on Biafra television, that the world may see that we're unstoppable. We have one zone, even in this Jakarta, not too far, we have a zone. The people we have in that zone is greater than everybody who is in Bilie Human Rights Initiative. One zone in Jakarta, one sub-zone in Jakarta. This is the whole of Indonesia. The indigenous people of Biafra, we have gone nuclear. People think that we are still with them and I fought our Biafra. Maybe because we are wearing t-shirts written Biafra on it. They think we're in the same level as them. As those crew people will say, level Abamogogwao, Adehamama. We have gone nuclear. This is Radio Biafra. And our people, of course, are calling us. We must take their call. They will acknowledge you here, of course. We expect them to. And then we'll come to you. They call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, sir.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Jakarta, in Indonesia.
Okay. My name is Collins Enyeribe Iwuji. I'm calling from Sweden, Malmo.
Malmo in Sweden. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Onyeisi nnakpọ ka nkele gị ka Chineke nye aka ka ihe niile na-eme gbasara obodo Biafra ka onwe isi ka Chineke na-edu gị ma oge Ibrahim Amor na anyị nabatara gị na ịkụjikwara ihe dị mma ka anyị nwee ike itinye aka wee mee ka obodo anyị wee nwere onwe ya. Anyị nọ ma ekpe ekpere na-asị Chineke nọnyere gị ka ị ga-anọ na-eje eje na-abata abata na ndị rụrụ ama ahụ anyị ahụ gị. Echiche onye ọjọọ ọbụla ebe nọ a ga-enwe isi.
Ise.
Ka dịnwela na-edu gị n'aha Jizọs.
Ise, ise, ise.
Amen.
Ise. If they see me, they will go blind. I'm sure that the very eminent barrister himself will concur. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm here as always.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, thank you for the information that you're coming from the zoo. Let me take issue with the Arewa Hausa Fulani Boko Haram telling Minima not to attend the Delta militant, as they put it, giving a flimsy and flippant excuse because they have benefited from amnesty, whatever it is. Now, I don't know the reason why they do not want any Delta militant men to come into fighting the House of Fulani Boko Haram. But if you do that, these guys are very fierce. They don't take prisoners. Should they ever recruit them, all the House of Fulani Boko Haram will be on the floor. They will never put them. The reason why the Boko Haram people are flourishing is because they are mixed up with the House of Fulani Boko Haram in the Sioux military. Those ones are very sympathetic with them. They are chasing with the dogs and also running with the foxes. They are different people. Now, should the militant, the Delta militant are mixed up with them, the Delta militant will clean that particular place, there will not be any more Boko Haram. These guys are the offerings. They will do justice to what they have to do. That is why Arewa people are not comfortable with that particular project. As a result, they have to stand up quickly and refute any attempt as to engage those boys, or if you like, those militants. That is the only reason why they don't want them there at all. So know that I will keep running the show and keep pursuing. You are doing business with somebody, they turn around and start shooting you. You are never done. And that is exactly what Boko Haram people are doing. When they cut price, they've tried all the cools. Now, this is why I'm sure the pastor is there who was preaching to us 2 days ago. When we call him over, see, or whatever his name is the one to write to indict Zetinika. We are there. And he dealt with the house of Lalu Boko Haram. The letter, as you rightly pointed out, did overhead the Nero Shinama ever attempted to indict Obasanjo or Gowon?
Barrister, I'm even sure it's Ohanaeze that told these people to indict in Hejiriga. I'm sure it's Ohanaeze themselves.
It's likely if you look deep down. Because those guys, they have compromised in every way. I was told that our beloved governor of Akwa is giving his people projects to work in their own land rather than going to Abuja to be collecting money. Instead of Ohanaeze and Gashiyama to stay in their own land and tell that particular place, they are hopeless, useless, doing nothing, only but to collect money. Your own money is being given to you in return, and you're jubilating. None of them ever stood for anything concerning Biafra. This is why I get angry that some of our people are trying Boko Haram and Rocha and Sokorocha to be destroying what we are trying to do so that they will give them some pocket money. Instead of any of them will be giving any oil well for them to dig from there.
You know,
barrister,
I want to help you. Do you know? They don't know. We know their plans. You know what they promised them? You know, the same person that gave me information about what Okorocha is doing with these people. You know that they said they are going to target our coordinators. Those of you who are here. Rocha Sokorocha is going to come to you. So for each zone they succeed in closing down, they give them money. So they are going to pay them by how many zones they shut down, how many zones they can persuade to stop supporting what Radio Biafra is doing. And then they will get paid according to how many zones. So most of you know very hungry people in the corona, Europe and America. Four of them, they are running all over the place, working very hard, inboxing every day, writing things on Facebook to say, oh, don't support Radio Biafra. Once you say, if you have done an experiment, if you say to them today that there is no more active zone in Indonesia, Croatia will give them money. You will see them, those of them struggling to build a house, they can buy 4 more bags of cement and mold more blocks. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Director, how much is Rochas paying these people? There is an adage in our language that says, Tonya Jiriwani Arituafo, Afo Flower of HRA. You know, when you betray your brother or your sister, whatever pretense they will give you, when that money finishes, you will have a bigger regret than whatever the amount they gave you. Our people, beware. You've been warned several times to leave bribery and corruption, leave it behind. Soldier for yourself, fight for what you will use to feed yourself and feed your family. Don't rely on anybody to look after you so that you will betray your own soul and betray the people around you. It will not benefit you at the end. We've said this many times. If you are not trying to indict Hedrika, what did Hedrika do? Because he stood and fought the house of Fulani Boko Haram. He paid them. Now they want to indict him. But Gowon and Obasanjo, more and almost, clean off our people. 5.2 million is just a country's population that was just removed on the surface of this earth. Our people are quiet. You took insult and at the same time you ate on top of that insult. That is what the people are doing. Congress of Amazes and chiefs that do not know their left to their right. Just sit at home, money will fly from heaven. What a big shame. We are fighting to restore Biafra. You are fighting against us not to restore Biafra so that they will keep giving you money. And then they keep telling your own people. Now, if I got this information, I don't know how reliable this information is.
Go ahead and give it to us.
That some of our people in What is this place that they are killing our people? In
they are killing us
that we are tweeting
in Malaysia.
Malaysia. I was told that some of people in Malaysia are selling their organs in order to make ends meet. I don't know. I want somebody from Malaysia to confirm this information. Our people, please, do not, Patoba said this, do not, because of money, sell yourself and sell your soul. I know because of the wickedness in that expired zoo, our people are stepping into dangerous zones. When you remove whatever is in your body, you don't have long to live. Look into yourselves, all of you. Examine your consciences. Remember, Biafra is coming. The land that has everything you can think of. Everything. All of us should be aware. Look out for your brothers and sisters wherever you are. If you see your brother or your sister doing something that it is not part of our culture, rebuke them. They can only make you their enemy. In the end, they will realize you're trying to save their lives. Our people, let those who are killing you stop their killings and do not allow yourself to be killed by yourself. My mom will tell me, "Onye shabare ebule ama na ebule ejikula ka ebuwe." You don't want spirit to kill you. You don't want human beings to kill you. You have to ensure you don't kill yourself by yourself. Our people, we have enough enemies around us. Do not deliberately put yourself into the hands of killers. Because there's quite many of them. As we are struggling to restore the answer, many are struggling to destroy what we're doing. Unfortunately, they will not succeed. But there are plenty of you, they will pull. You will regret. Mark my words. Director, let me stand by. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. Thank you very much. And I want the people here in Indonesia to speak that the whole world may be able to hear them. I want them to speak. They have done very, very well. From very humble beginnings, they have grown this very family to what it is today. And we must commend them where we can actually put them or mention Indonesia alongside Malaysia and China. It takes quite a lot to be able to accomplish that. And they must speak. If you have anything to say here, please, once again, you take the microphone, you give us your name and where you come from, you will speak that the world may hear. Because here in Indonesia, you people are very, very strong. And I like that. Please, who has something to say? Go ahead. Yes, who has something to say? Go ahead. Anything you want to say, you can say. Introduce yourself, then you go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, Biafrans all over the world. We are happy here that our director is here with us. We welcome him. We are very happy. Very, very more than happy. Because when I saw him, my heart was glassed. I was very, very filled with joy. Me and all of our people here. We are broadcasting from Indonesia here this night. This is our morning. My name is Prince Ogomebunam Abo. I come from Orauku in Idemili local government of Anambra State, a Biafran. I don't have much to say, rather than to say, welcome to you, Director, and we praying that you are staying here. We never bring anything bad to us. Rather, it will bring improvement.
You see?
It is going to make us to grow more bigger. Director, you are going to heal a lot of sicknesses here. Because some people think that sickness is only gonorrhea and S. No! We have a sickness of some of us have house, they claim or they have house in Lagos, in Abuja. We need to kill them so that they will know that they cannot put the sentiment of our life, our independence, will not be forgotten because they have something up there. Some of us are crying that Owasrike have taken their money. But actually, some of them did not pay any dime to Owasrike, but they are claiming it. all of this sickness and some other ones, you are going to heal here. We are in a broadcast that will last so far that you, Biafran, all over the world are listening to us, and we believe that you are going to stay tuned and listen to us till the end of this broadcast. Thank you once more again for your cooperation and your staying tuned to listen to our broadcast from Jakarta, Indonesia. Welcome, our director.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and I'm glad to be here. Very, very glad to be here, please. Anybody else has something to say?
Hello, dear friends. Once again, this is Nelson Yagazie from Osaka, residing here in Jakarta. As one man in my place used to say, he said that where you may blame a man for pushing you down, you can't actually blame him if you refuse to get up. While we may blame the British people for putting us in this mess, if we refuse to wake up and fight for our freedom, if we refuse to wake up and fight for our liberty, if we refuse to wake up and fight for our right to breathe and to live a full life, just as them, the British, and the rest of the white cows that call themselves the white people, then it is then our own blame. We cannot blame them for our refusal to rise up and to fight for our right to breathe, for our right to live a free life. I therefore urge you, if you call yourself a Biafran, if you call yourself a descendant of Chukwu Abiyama, to rise up wherever you are, to stand on your 2 feet, to fight for the restoration of the kingdom of God here on earth, the land of Biafra. If you look at it very well, you see what you have gone through, trying to make a headway, trying to make ends meet in life, then you think of what will be for your children. This fight is not actually for us to enjoy, but for our children, a generation unborn. I therefore call upon you, if you think you have sense, because most of us from the Igbo extract, we claim we have brain, we claim we are intelligent people. But actually, if you look at it very well, by our conduct, by our reasoning, we are not actually intelligent. How can you say you are intelligent? How can you abuse the Hausa Fulani people? But they are robbing you. How can you say you are intelligent? You are in the market, doing buying and selling, getting 1 naira, 2 naira, and then you think you are rich. But the wealth that the Hausa Fulani enjoy from your land, they drive us away from our land. We come to foreign countries. We come to hustle. Some of us end up in the prison. Some of us end up dying due to the situation. But the wealth in our fatherland is being enjoyed by the Hausa Fulani. They reside there and control the oil wells. They bring forth every policy that will inhibit and hamper the growth of the Biafrans. I therefore say, if we refuse to get up, if we refuse to wake up from our slumber, we will no longer blame the British people who in the first place put us in this mess. I therefore call unto you. May we rise up. May we unite. May we fight together. May we fight for posterity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, sir, director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are calling us from?
This is Reverend Iken Naibe, calling from Ezira, Orumba South, the government, Anambra, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. The world is listening, so is Obama. Go ahead.
Good. Thank you, sir. I wish to commend you or to thank you, director, for this job you have done. And also the people of Jakarta who is facing you tonight. May Chukwu Abiyama in his intimacy bless and protect them and always bless them in whatever they are doing.
He say.
Director, about 3 days ago when we at Barcelona in Catalonia, Spain, there is a message which one reverend to deliver. I want to let you to understand one thing, director, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
There is a message to tell you. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says to Jeremiah, before you are being conceived in your mother's womb, I anoint you and I ordain you to be a prophet. Mr. Director, permit me to say this, sir. Before you are being conceived in your mother's womb, the Almighty has chosen you to deliver the people of Biafra. And I would like you to know one thing, Mr. Director. Do not allow people to deceive you. God, a prophet Samuel, Saul, what happened when the children of Israelites were coming out from Egypt? In the book of Exodus chapter 17, the people of Amalek, the children of the Israelites, to stop them, not to pass. They fought them, most other Joshua to fight. And even then, the Amalek did not defeat the Israelites. But when the Israelites had king, which God asked Samuel to anoint Saul as a king, he has a purpose. God wants him to pay the Amalek back. That is what the child of Israelite. A pastor, a husband,
I hate to interrupt. Please go ahead. If I'm not listening to you, I will tell you.
Them up. I want you to know something about that, sir. Don't cut it off. Keep the good work. Whoever is speaking about forgiveness, forgiveness, let me tell you, don't kill me. You kill my mother. Kill my father. You say, let us settle it. That is one thing I don't, I do with my people here. Somebody say, let's do it. You need to settle it. Yes, you don't kill me. You know what you're talking about, the settlement. I want you to put money to rely on Christianity. Please, director, be focused. Keep going where you're going. The blood of the people who are being shed, those people who are being killed, their blood, we always have studied from that. Kill them. And some of them who sent you, you know, let you down. We will keep praying for you.
That
one is there, everywhere, wherever you go. Go and come back here, certainly. And I believe that some of them who call me, I know that this is your call. This is why you are being confused. You are not in God's children. Some people, director, keep the good one going. Keep the light flying. Keep that flame flying. No harm of doing the universe comes against you. And that is the promise which God has given to you. We keep on praying for you until you come back. And I know that from that jacket idea, you take up to some other place and come back here in the other one. God will always do with you, sir.
You see? You see? Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very, very much. I don't know if we have teething problems with our feed, but we're going to resolve it. Everything will be resolved in good time. It will be resolved. This is Radio Biafra. I hope I'm coming across loud and very clear. Please, Uche, you will confirm to me. We have a caller on the other line as well. We have a caller on Skype, I believe, on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director. Good evening.
Good evening, my brother. Please go ahead.
My name is Ucheku.
Yes, go ahead. Uche, go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead. Has he stopped? I don't understand. Uche, can you hear me? Uche, can you hear me?
No.
He cannot hear me. He will have to call us back. He needs to call us back. Does anybody else here? I know this place is very, very hot. This part of the world is extremely hot. Does anybody here have something to say, please? If you have something to say, then you must go ahead and say it. You must say it, please. Go ahead. Because we came here for you. We came here for you. This line belongs to you. We can ask those of them who are calling us to please try and exercise a little bit of patience, because the people here would like to speak. Does anybody here want to speak, or do you want to go and take some calls? You want to speak or for me to take calls? Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning, good people of Biafra. My name is Tiedozie Tiwoke Wonzo, an indigenous of Umode Ihe is in Isialangwa, in Old Ngwa, Biafra land. I am, by the grace of God, the public relations officer at the national level here in Indonesia. I want in the first place to welcome the Nande to Jakarta, Indonesia. I want to say to my Biafran brothers and sisters all over the world listening to me this moment that Den Nande is presently in Jakarta, Indonesia, and that he has met Biafrans, diehard and core Biafrans, who are ready to fight for what belongs to them and what is their right. And I want to use this medium to encourage our people, both believers and unbelievers, to keep on listening. Because by the virtue of listening, they may pick some good reasons to follow up or to drop. Because we don't care and we don't mind. Because this Biafran pursuit and agitation is a moving trend. It is up to you to decide to follow up or not to follow up. As we are going by the special grace of Chukwu Abiam, Chukwu Okike, the creator, the maker, orator, the originator of these heavens and earth, we are unstoppable. We are indefatigable. Nothing can stop us. And if any vulgar, if I may put it that way, will come on our way to stop us, I am sure that the God we serve will not let such person to take his glory. So please, from wherever you are, north, east, west, and south, keep listening in, and may Chukwu Abiama abundantly bless you and your family. Amen.
He say. Thank you very much for that. If anybody else has something to say or wishes to say something else, then they are more than welcome to do so. This is Radio Biafra. We are live in Jakarta in Indonesia. We are making sure that the propagation of this gospel is not only ceaseless, but unflinchingly consistent. We don't change. We don't prevaricate. We don't retreat. We do not surrender. We only understand one thing, which is forward movement. We only march forward. We don't go back, and our lines are open. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1 on the telephone. It is quite simply +44208 133 9976. And also our coordinator's line is open. I don't know which coordinator is this. You call, you cannot stay where you are, and he disengages. I don't understand. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Oh my goodness me, these people. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Mr. Chukwude Ibanugo.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
Which part of Germany are you in? Hello? Can you hear me? No.
I don't think they can. I don't think they can hear me.
Can you hear me? No, you cannot hear me. Please, who has something else to say? If you have something to say, please, you try and say it. Because we came here for you. Or if you want to defer it to tomorrow to say something, then we can also accept that as well. But if you have something to say now, please go ahead and do so. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Biafra. My name is Chief C.C. Ezenia from Umuju, Agwata, in Biafra land. Director, you're welcome in Jakarta.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Seeing is believing. I have believed that Biafra is real. I wish you success and good luck. I fight it with you with my last blood because I have seen that it's real. Thank you. Chukwu Abiama, bless you in Jesus' name.
He said, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
We have somebody.
Bless you.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you directly.
Please turn your system down. Turn it down.
Hello,
the world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's already. Yeah, I've done that. Okay. Yeah, director, good evening and welcome to Indonesia. I'm calling from Mauritius. My name is Ifai Chibi.
Yes, Ifai Chibi, go ahead. Please raise your voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you for all you've been doing for Biafrans. Your efforts, you know, is yielding enough fruit. But I'm actually calling in regard to what Barrister Imam Mezu said earlier about Mauritians. You know, there have been a lot of rumors concerning Mauritians. I've never heard of anything like selling of organs like this. You know,
that's what they're doing. Sometimes.
Hello?
That's what
Hello?
That's what yes, go ahead. That's the rumor that
Yeah, all these rumors, you know, some of them have been peddled by those in Nigeria, those lazy bones that cannot even lift a gallon of water. So sometimes they use it to discourage or to console themselves. There's nothing like that. I've never experienced anything like that. There is nobody in his right senses that can ever do that. Actually, that's the number one thing that I called to say. And again, I want to know when you are coming to Malaysia, because you know, there have been a lot of things that we need to talk. You know, when you,
I'll be there the next few days. I'll be in Malaysia. After here, I'm coming to Malaysia.
Next week.
Yes, next few days.
Okay, Director. Okay. Continue your good work, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. You gave up before. You held the line and you gave up after a while.
I didn't give up.
Okay.
By itself, it's network.
Okay, that's okay. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Recap your name. Hello? And where you're calling us from. Yes, go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Director, I am still Uche Uchuku from Mozambique. I hail from Omaka in Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I have two things to say. First, I want to make an announcement.
Go ahead.
All African National Coordinator, all African National Coordinator should be remember our meeting on Monday. That's immediately after the morning broadcast. All African National Coordinators are expected to hook up on Skype for the meeting, because we have very important matters to discuss. That is for the meeting. Director, next I want to say is about the Ihejirika issue. Director, I want us to take it this way. Let us go to fight with these people head on. We cannot allow them to bring Ihejirika down, and if we give up, they will eventually send him to prison. So, Director, I want us to do this. So we are going to show these people that IPOB are formidable. I want us to focus our Tuesday tweets on that issue. On that issue. Let the directorate give us tweet handles. Let our tweet on Tuesday be on that issue. On Ihejirika issue. Let him give us the Twitter handles of all the people concerned at The Hague. Let us tweet them. Let us bombard them with our tweets and show them that we can stop them from doing anything to Ihejirika.
Yeah, yes.
That's my suggestion, Director.
It's a very good one. And as I said, we are also going to write to those who are concerned to let them know that Ihejirika is not and can never support terrorists. It's not possible. We are going to defend him. Ohanaeze Ndigbo cannot defend Ihejirika. They have abandoned him as we expect them to. But here, the indigenous people of Biafra, we are going to defend him in the best way that we know how, because we are relentless. We do not stop. We continue what we are doing until Biafra comes and beyond. We continue our work. I don't know if we have any other person who has something to say. It seems to me that our Skype is not working. Our two Skype lines are not working. Maybe the signal is not enough to carry it. I don't know, but we shall try and see. I have not on the coordinator's line, yes, but on our main Skype lines, I cannot see any life at all. But it will come. As I said, they have started calling. And I don't know what happened. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
You're talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, this is now Congo. Yeah, I'm calling from the United States of America. I want to speak about first of all, I'm sorry. I will thank you first, because it's not easy doing this job, going around the world, doing all.
You're stopping. Can you turn your system down and then you continue? Turn it down, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I want to thank you for what you are doing, for the job that you are doing for Biafra.
Stay where you are. The other caller on Skype, stay where you are. Please continue. Ogonna, continue. Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to thank you, as I'm saying, for what you're doing. So, Director, I want to talk about the pastor that speak, is that a Reverend or so,
yes,
that speak on, in Spain. So, I don't believe, this is the issue. He speak Hausa very well. He speak Yoruba very well. To my own opinion, I think that the man was sent. He have a 40 something page, and he's still on 19. I think he was sent there. So that's what I observe, what he's saying. So he can't even defend when you ask him, what about a brother, when he called Obasanjo a criminal, he called a criminal brother. He can't even defend that. So it's kind of worrisome. I think he wants to be the brother we have here in the United States. If you will help me out, I would.
Which one is that? There are many mad people in the United States. Plenty of them.
I'm talking about the professor that.
Is it Odenigbo?
Yeah, Odenigbo. Thank you very much.
Odenigbo is an institution. He wants to be like Odenigbo. He must be mad. Not even in his next life can he be. Does he know who Odenigbo is? Odenigbo is an institution.
He wants to be like him in this media, in this platform. So he hello, can you hear me?
The world can hear you, not just me. We are here in Jakarta. We can hear you. So is the rest of the world. If I can hear you, that means the world can hear you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, he wants to be like Odenigbo. That's my own theory on him coming up and giving him that platform to voice out such rubbish in this radio. I want to suggest that if we have somebody that will read anything on this radio, I think he first of all let you know what he's you have to go through the list. He can come up and start reading rubbish on the radio. I think give you every detail of what he's about to say on the radio. He won't come on air and call him Obasanjo or Obasanjo brother. I can't understand that man calling Obasanjo brother. And and he keep on dodging Obasanjo. And you keep on asking him, I understand you asked him about 3 times about Obasanjo. He keep on dodging. So at last he said, Christian. What type of Christian is that? And he's asking about forgiveness. And the guy, a coordinator from the zoo called the same day and was talking about he want to say something like this before, but this is the chance he have to say that. Well, what type of nonsense is that? That we have to forgive? As you said, they have to go to the grave and they ask for forgiveness. Those people that are dead, that's the people that need to forgive them, because they will do nothing to you. They didn't do nothing to the living. They only need to go to the dead and ask for forgiveness from the dead. So we can't be doing all those rubbish, forgive. What type of forgiveness?
We are not going to forgive. We can't forgive anybody. We are not in the gift. It's because we've been forgiving people. That is why they can send the Hijrika or even contemplate sending him to court.
Yeah, you say it's in our nature that to forgive. To forgive what? You kill my family. Some family was close because of that war.
Of course.
Some family was closed down because of that war. Some family left only one person. They can tell you. I know people that witnessed the war and the people that suffered the most. And you are talking about forgiveness. And they are still doing the same thing now. You are a man. You can't stand with you. And you say, Omaibo. Anytime you say Omaibo, those people are like a cancer in the flesh all the time. They are only jealous and envy about the progress of Igbo. They don't like it. That's why they are running around. Anything that you do, they want to steal for you. People are going to Lagos. I have a brother building closing swamp in Lagos. He's closing a swamp in Lagos. And after doing that, those people will come here, he will give money to these people, give money to these people, give money to these people. And after that, another person will come up again. At last, I was hearing another person come here and said that the man doesn't belong to the person that's selling to him. And he's still on court now. A year of that people. And they say we are comfortable there, we are comfortable. Comfortable where? We have land we can see from Asaba going to Enugu or Port Harcourt or all type of the east. You see empty lands everywhere. Anyone that belongs to develop, those people, they say Ohanese Ndigo, they will come up doing nothing. You ask the other time, what do Ohanese do? You are asking somebody in a gathering one day, what do Ohanese do? Just name one thing, and they are talking rubbish. I say I have the only thing that they do very well is when somebody dies, they take him home and they take care of his wife. That's what they do.
That is their job. That's the only thing they do. Which part of the state are you in? Which state are you in America? Where are you exactly in America?
I'm in Connors in Atlanta and Georgia.
In Georgia as well. Okay. You try and be contact with Chenaji. Try and be part of the family. Join us on Facebook in America, which is also Biafrans in the USA. We thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We have other people on the line who are holding, but some people walked in here and we want them to introduce themselves to the whole world. We are Radio Biafra in Jakarta in Indonesia, transmitting live and direct to the entirety of humanity on this very day. Here it is the 14th. In Biafra land, it is still the 13th. In United Kingdom, where we are based, it is still the 13th. Do we have people here? We want to get their names. We want the names of the people, please, that came in. Your name, please, and where you come from, if you may. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, the honorable man. My name is Larry, and I'm from Imo State of Owerri.
Larry who? Rahanagogin.
Larry Akuta from Imo State of Owerri.
Which part of Owerri? Orata or
Orata.
Orata itself.
Yes.
You are barrister's brother then.
Yes.
That's very good.
Thank you, the honorable man, visiting us in Jakarta, Indonesia. And we welcome you and we honor you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
And we like the impact you take for coming to Indonesia to meet us and support us and give us the belief and the hope that Biafra will stand.
To come is coming. You see? It's coming. Nothing can
stop. So for me and my brothers and sisters, Indonesian girls, to welcome you and say thank you one more.
Thank you.
Well, I have some questions to ask you.
Please do. That's why we're here, to answer every question. Go ahead.
Yes. My question goes on this way. We don't want someone to lead us. At the end, he betray us. And he run away. Because full of what they call the name of Nigerian, Zoo. They can come and compensate someone. He leave us at the end on the road. So if you are leading us, you are the leader. You are leading us. You must lead us very well, and don't leave us on the way, because we have the experience of what happens. The past was Rike issue. Sorry, I lament on that.
No, it's okay. It's understandable. So it's understandable. So what you're saying is that the issue of Idoptandemad knows of Sonyuok.
Thank you, my brother.
Which is a legitimate concern that our people have. And that is why I couldn't have done this thing that we are doing now at a better time. I won't win all hope. I give people example. I've not said this before on air, but I give an example with Barrister Mamizu. Barrister Mamizu doesn't handle cases that he can win very easily. He believes in taking on a case. When you have tried other people and you have failed, and the courts have said no, then you come to him. He will handle it, and he invariably wins the case. I wouldn't have preferred to do Biafra at any other time. Now that we are doing it, is the best time to do it. When there is so much apathy, when there is so much cynicism, so much doubt about our people, and the level of sincerity of the leadership or the quality of men and women we can produce to lead us. I am not Wazurika, can never be, for the following reasons. What we are doing today, nobody has ever done that before. That's number one. And the level of transparency, you're able to ask me a question and the whole world can hear it. That is why I said that we are open. Even here in where I'm staying, that everybody is congregating this evening, how many of us are here? There's a lot of us here. Some are standing. Any question you put to us, we answer. When Owazurike was doing Biafra, because he no longer is doing Biafra anymore. He now wants to be a politician. Did he subject himself to this level of scrutiny? No. When Owazurike was doing Biafra, did he travel all over the world asking people to ask him questions? No. Did he unite us all over the world before? No. Did he speak to any foreign government? No. Did he grant any foreign interview? Did he meet any foreign government?
No.
From somebody's work, from what somebody can do, then you know what type of person they are. Let me tell you something that our people don't understand. Nigerian government can come to me and want to give me money, but because of the style of broadcasting on Radio Biafra, nobody in their right mind will come to us. Because before you finish coming, I'll say your name and what you're wearing. And what he came with. So they are scared. They are terrified to come to me. All of them. They can't come. Do you know why they can never come? And why I will always reject them? If I tell you now, these people being peddled about by Okorocha will learn something. You know, I don't want to teach them. Did Ojukwu get Biafra for you?
No.
Did Ojukwu get Biafra? Did you worship, did you revere Ojukwu? Do you respect him?
Yes.
Did you revere him?
Yes.
Did he get Biafra?
No.
I'll ask again. Do you love Ojukwu?
Yes, sir.
Do you respect him?
Yes.
Do you revere him?
We do, sir.
Did he get Biafra for you?
No, sir.
What do you think he will do to whoever gets Biafra for you?
Immortalize
you. You become an immortal. And my dear brother, immortality, money cannot buy it. If by the grace of God, Chukwu Abiyama decides that I should stay alive and see Biafra, do you think I will lack anything?
No, sir.
I'm asking you.
No, sir.
Will I lack anything?
No, sir.
If I want Biafra to buy me aeroplane, won't they buy for me? If you see Nemeka and the mother, won't you feed them? If you see my wife in the supermarket, won't you give her food? Eh?
Sure.
So what do I need money for? You see, our people don't think very far. There is hard work, pain, and suffering. I've not slept very well for days. And my family is worried because they don't see me. And those who challenge what we do, I say to them, if you do what I do in 1 week, your wife will leave you. 1 week. I didn't say a month. If you do what I do in 1 week, this requires sacrifice and dedication of the type you have never seen before. And this is for the benefit of those who may be wondering why every time Igbo people will talk about the same thing all the time. Everybody has the right to do so, because we are the type of people that when we love somebody and give them our trust, we give it to them completely and totally. But there is something that money cannot buy, and in my life I go for things that money cannot buy. When I was studying, I wasn't studying to go and become a rich man. I was studying to acquire knowledge and wisdom. And now, I believe by the grace of God that that knowledge has come. And that is the knowledge I used to serve my people. So, if God determines, as I know that he has done so, that I should witness Biafra, or that Biafra will come under my watch, as I put it, I will become an immortal. And immortality, my dear brother, money cannot buy. I don't need to answer your question.
Thank you.
what the honorable man. I'm very, very grateful for the question you answer. And so, what I want to say to you is this. I don't want to, as you complain, you have not slept well.
No. You can ask any question. No, please. That's why I came here. To have people from Indonesia ask as many questions as possible. I am fine. Believe you me, I'm okay. You can ask your questions. So I clarify. Please, it's important you ask, you say what is on your mind. That is why Radio Breakfast is different.
Okay, thank you. Because me personally knows as Larry in Jakarta, yeah. Because there is one thing and one or two things I want to ask you about the there's some men here. They told me you have a conference tomorrow. Stay together tomorrow, but I will reserve one and ask you one question again.
Okay.
You know one question I want to ask you, but before I say the question, sorry to say this.
No, go ahead.
Not only I'm a senior neighbor because when you are in Radio Biafra, sometimes you speak Igbo.
Yeah, sometimes, yes. Yes. I
won't so soon then when I'm okay.
Of course.
When you are talking to all in Radio Biafra, sometimes I listen. I have the Radio Biafra from Malaysia to Indonesia. Chukwa Biama. When you are talking about Chukwa Biama, talking about what's that name of the governor of Imo State?
Okoracha. Malam.
Personally to me and some people I confronted, they told, it's like, are you a politician or what? Are you thinking about Nigerian politics or what? Are you thinking about freedom of Biafra? If you are making a...
No, go ahead.
I try to...
No, what you're saying is
one or two things.
No, go ahead. It's important.
You. So that yes, anybody clarify. That had where you are making comment can listen it and reason very well. Yes. Not about to lament on one person on political career or political statement or what. You, as a neutral man, not about to discuss about politics of zoo. Sorry, sir.
Go ahead.
The Honorable. You are approaching the whole world not to discuss about the zoo people, what they are doing, based on Rochas Okorocha. He can play his own politics is a game. He plays his on his own game. He can become an Hausa or Fulani or Yoruba, up to him. But that's not what we come for. We come for freedom. And for you to come here, I want to see you. We want to see you. Some people that came here, they want to see you and believe and be convinced so that they will join the right people. Because every family lost a lot of people, lost members of the family. So if you, like, I went to Nigeria a few months ago, I came back, I went to... what they call it, the Wazirike house. I see fleet of cars. Different of cars. Any car, different of cars in Wazirike's house.
We are going to come. I don't want us to digress. What you're saying is important.
Yes.
I want us to dwell with the Okoracha one. When we finish, we can go to Wazirike.
Yes. So
you were wondering why. Why are you mentioning Okoracha?
Yes. So I want to say something about that. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
You are approaching the whole world. We are more than millions here. Yeah? You're approaching us. And you're talking about Okoracha's politics. It's not done well. This is my own personal opinion. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I welcome it.
Yes.
You have the in the new Biafra. Let me tell you, make one thing very clear. In the new Biafra, hold on. Everybody will have the right to say their mind.
Yes.
Even if you disagree with people, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
You must say your mind. Please.
Yes. Thank you. Even when you disagree on someone who is an is a governor of Imo State and contesting again. But it is not time for the right time for that. We are looking for our own freedom, and we're not. It's not why we are here, and it's not why you are here. And what we needed is to have our freedom and to convince us. I want to see many people came here, but tomorrow more are coming. They want to see the one who will convince them, so that we can join more and to move more wanted.
Thank you very much, Madam. But I'll answer your question. I agree, and that's what I'm here to do, and I will do it. And by the end of this evening, please leave him so he can concentrate on my answer. It's very important. Maybe the question you will speak in a minute. You will speak. Please, can you listen? Because other people may have the same view that you have, yes, but they don't have the opportunity to ask the same question because they're not here. Yes. Now you're here, you're asking it. The answer I give now may be able to turn them one way or the other. Do you believe that Hausa people are against us, Hausa Fulani?
Yes.
Do you believe that Islam is against us?
Yes.
What do you think of somebody who brings Islam into Igbo land?
Good question. Because he want to use Igbo people to win election.
No, I'll ask you again. Is Islam your problem?
No.
Is Hausa Fulani your problem?
No.
What is your problem then?
In my Nigeria? Problem, let the Biafra both stand.
Somebody caused you to want to have Biafra. There is a reason why you want Biafra. What is that reason? There is a reason. You want to be free.
Yeah.
Something must be holding you for you to want to be free from it.
But not Rochas. Rochas no. Is too smart to.
No, no. No. Listen. You know, this is the problem that we have. You can't say that Rochas is too small. Before we started this movement, we said we need to look at the reason why we failed in the past. If you can listen to me, please concentrate. You need to listen to why you failed in the past. And don't repeat the mistakes of the past for you to succeed now. Most of us don't know the meaning of Biafra. By which I mean, you don't know the forces that are against you becoming free. We know, we have seen it. But I cannot announce it on air. Because some of you might get a bit jittery. There are those that don't want you to survive. One of them are Hausa Fulani people. They don't want you to be free. I give you a very simple example. We were in Barcelona in Catalonia 2 days ago. Every major network that covered what we did showed Biafran flag flying alongside the Catalan flag. When Al Jazeera showed the same thing, there was no Biafran flag to be seen. Those fighting against you are vastly superior to you, even in terms of your thinking. Now, Okorocha came, created even more autonomous communities, gave our leaders the incentive to convert to Islam. Understand this very, you must listen very carefully, please. People say, why Okorocha all the time? Because Okorocha is the conduit. Okorocha is the legitimate face of Hausa Fulani presence in Igbo land. Legitimate. Okorocha has gone to be converting our traditional rulers into Muslim, into Islam. Slowly but surely. Do you know that he has a liaison officer in Katsina State? Called Bashir. You know that? An Igbo man, Okonkwo. I think we read the news the other day. We read the news the other day. Our Imo State liaison officer is somebody that Okorocha gave money to convert to Islam. He is their liaison officer in Katsina. Rochas Okorocha dipped his hands inside his pocket to pay Umuafi Umuchukwu Abiama, children of God, to convert to Islam. Rochas Okorocha built a mosque inside government grounds in Owerri. If you ignore those things are like cancer. They will eat away at the fabric of what you're doing. Do you think that somebody who converted to Islam, let's say, Eze Musa Demona, for instance, of Ikeduru, in case you don't know, I will tell you. Do you think he'll believe in Biafra? I'm asking you questions.
No.
Exactly. And now, why is Okorocha actively propagating and planting Hausa Fulani caliphate system inside our land? Let me ask you another question. Do you think that you can go to Sokoto as a Christian? You're answering Joseph David as a Christian. If you go to Sokoto, do you think that Sokoto state government will give over the hospitals to you to run?
No.
Why did Okorocha give our hospitals to his dear friend, Dr. Shuaibu, from Kaduna State? Every major general hospital in Imo State is under Islamic rule. I ask you again. Do you think it is right for Okorocha to go and collect loan from Islamic bank?
No.
That is the problem. We want to stop these things from happening so other Okorochas will not come out to make our life even more difficult.
Yes.
That is what we are doing. To keep hammering him so that he can stop. We can stop him dead in his tracks. And to stop other Okorochas, because we left him. Do you know that Okorocha went and created a mushroom Biafran group? Are you aware of that?
No.
But we are telling you now. So that is the problem. This leave them. That is the reason why Ohaneze today, they are toothless. Instead of us to go and do something, say, oh, leave the world, happy one. That is why today, Ejirika is being mentioned as a Boko Haram sponsor when Buhari is free. That is the problem, my dear brother. I don't know if you follow what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's my case. Honorable.
Thank you for the way you advise, you explain the issue so that every member here can understand. And there is one other thing I want to try to say.
I've told you the reason why I can never be like that. The reason why I can never be like this is because I am pursuing something greater, something that money cannot buy. And that is glory. Money cannot buy it. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Who else has something to say? Please go ahead. The world is listening and they're inboxing me as you're speaking. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Peter Kingsley Wanedo. I'm from Imo State, Ogwa to be precise. Thank you very much, the coordinator. The director, sorry. I have some questions in which I've been asking your people here in Jakarta. I've been quarreling with them, and I told them that I'm a free and bona fide born child of Biafra, but I will not follow this movement for now till I am convinced with what you people are doing. Right now, I'm very happy being with you today, because I told them any day you're going to come, I will come to you face to face and ask you some questions. If you were able to clarify me, I will join this movement with my whole heart. But if I'm not convinced, I will still be where I am.
Of course.
Because I'm a free, bona fide Biafran child. And my father fought the war and he told me stories. Thank you very much. Now, my question goes like this. Now, I want to know the front in which we are moving this Biafra now, because in Owazirike's case, he have Masop, and the other man, the other barrister have a Zionist. And this movement now, I want to know what is called, because the only thing I'm hearing is Biafran Radio. I've not known the name of this movement. My first question. Thank you.
We are the indigenous people of Biafra. Indigenous people of Biafra. We are not just an IPOB. We are not just a movement. We are Biafran people. We are telling the world that we have come together as Biafran people and we are rising as Biafran people. You mentioned two groups before then. I'll ask our people here. Is Masop registered at the UN?
No.
Does UN know about Masop?
No.
Does UN know about any other group? Has anyone ever attended UN meeting before?
No.
Have we, as the IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, been to a UN meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
You see, my brother. The thing is, are you listening to me?
I'm hearing you.
Yoruba will not write about us. You know, Yoruba control the media back home. Yoruba know we are serious. And Yoruba will not write about you when you are serious. Isn't it very funny that when I was looking at printed passport, BBC covered it? When I was looking at printed boyfriend Collins, BBC covered it. Because they know these things are frivolous, they're irrelevant to freedom fighting. But when we went to UN meeting, they will not cover it. The fact that we have presence in 88 countries, they won't cover it. The fact that we mobilize and unite our people all over the world, they will not cover it. The fact that we did something on the 30th of May, never ever done in the history of freedom fighting, both within Biafra land and outside, they didn't cover it. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. IPOB, because you yourself, you're a Biafra, you don't belong to any group. You are a partaker in Biafra. That's who you are. An indigenous citizen of Biafra. Go ahead.
So why are they treating us that way?
They are treating us that way because you're a child of God. Because even Joseph in the Bible, you know, when you're your father's favorite, nothing calls up Orasi. Simple and very, very short. We are the children of God. Before you go, I will show you a document. I cannot leave here to go and get it for you. So you will see it. As soon as the British realized in 1809 that we are the children of God, descended from the tribe of Israel, they hated us. They said, Igbos don't have a history. I asked people before, your people are wondering, why did they hate us? And I asked you a question. I said to you, I asked people, not you. Has any Hausa person developed a software before? Have you heard of any Yoruba man that developed a vaccine or a drug before?
No.
Has any Yoruba man before manufactured a car?
No.
Did any Hausa man build a radio station like Radio Mbisa?
No.
Oh my God. Do you know what is envy? If you want to know envy, there are people, because they cannot do what we are doing, they are envious. Talk less of when God blessed you. They gave each family 20 naira after the war. From 20 naira, you trained your children in school. You built upstairs. You are not a criminal. What other blessing is greater than that? The same house of people that took our oil, stole our money, we are better than them. You see? That's why they hate you, because God loves you. That is humanity for you. Anybody that God loves, people will hate that person. The British knew that Enugu is as holy as Jerusalem, if not holier. I will prove it to anybody. You don't know who you are. Your name is, you have names where you come from. As I've asked people before, what is the meaning of Nwachukwu?
God's son.
What is the meaning of Nwachukwu?
God's child.
Eh?
God's child.
What? How do we refer to Jesus today?
Nwachukwu.
You see, do you have somebody from here from a place called Omichukwu or Omobase? What is the meaning of Omichukwu?
Children of God.
What is the meaning of Omobase?
Children of God.
Is there any other place in Yoruba land where you have people answer children of God?
No.
Do you have them in Yoruba land?
No.
Do you understand it? Am I making sense here?
Yeah?
There is a Daniel Boy at Ansoka. There is Omo Zani, where we come from. Omo Igwe, where we come. What is the meaning of Omo Igwe?
Children of heaven.
Do you have a place in England that answers to the village of the children of heaven?
No.
We are very, very special. We are the light of the world. And people will hate you. We are the first thing that God mentioned when he created the heavens and the earth. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And we are the children of the light. Most of you don't know, because you're dark skinned, you're from West Africa. You are part of the reason. Because without you, black people everywhere in the world will be in darkness. Any day Biafra stands an independent entity, sovereign, there will be light amongst even the smallest black person in Papua New Guinea. We'll see the light. We are the light of the world. That is why they don't want you to come up. As I said to them today, Biafra becomes free, black people will no longer do cleaning jobs and security jobs abroad. Write it on a piece of paper. That is the only thing that the white man is afraid of. Only Biafra can make black people survive. Simple. That's what they don't want you. But God said we should go forth without fear. That through Biafra, he will let the world know that he's God. They've abandoned him every other place. We are his only hope. God needs us as much as we need him. Because when Biafra comes, we don't need to go about preaching people about God. They will know that Biafra is the finest example of the powers, in fact, the finest manifestation of the powers of heaven on this very earth. That is the meaning of your name. Umuezala. Umualigwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. Any more questions?
Yes. My other question is, why are we doing this Biafra in diaspora?
Before they said, Ojukwu, who did he consult? He didn't have people outside supporting Akwi Hinneku before. Yes. They had no outside support. Now we are looking for outside support. They say, why are we looking for outside support? I don't understand it. So do you think that I can come to, if I want the support of Indonesian government, do you think I can just come here and run to Indonesian politicians? Somebody would have to take me there now. Akwi Hinneku Abieba. Someone has to take us there now. Am I talking rubbish? Who is going to fund the war? The before Ojukwu emptied his father's account of 6 million naira, no 6 million pounds in those days, which was big money, to go and buy weapons. And after a while, the whole thing collapsed. But now we are everywhere in the world. We can support a war for the next 1,000 years by paying $1 each person every year, $1 a year. We can fund the war for 100 years. And because of the fear of that war, your enemies will let you go. If you think that Hausa will come out of love and kindness and say, okay, Biafra, please go, you are dreaming. For them to let you go, you must put fear in their hearts. They must be afraid of you. That is the only basis for separation. We are doing it abroad because, my dear brother, if I don't do it abroad now and go home, you'll be the first one to say, Oneku Nugwara. Who did you tell? This thing you're doing, are you doing it in my name? We are building this alliance outside. Because all of you will be the beneficiaries of the new Biafra. You will come back there to come and build it. If we abandon this very critical diplomatic work we are doing through Biafrans all over the world, then this fight will be unsustainable. We can't win it. We are going to do those things that Ojukwu failed to do. Ojukwu could not do because of circumstance. He's an educated man, very, very learned. He could have done them. That's what we are doing now. Before, they used to ask us, does UN know who you are? Are you hearing that question again?
No.
Kaha Alago. We go to UN meetings. They write to us. We write to them. We are the only people answering Biafra at the UN. The only people. If you go there and look, others are answering acronyms, other names. They are afraid. Nobody, they don't want people to know that they are Biafrans. We are the only ones that wanted to say we are Biafran people. I think people were afraid before in Indonesia. Yes. But now you and here, they give you papers. Do they?
Yes.
Am I lying?
No.
Does anybody have the UN paper from here?
Yes.
You bring it out, that shall show them.
We want to see the Biafra United Nations.
Biafra United.
Show them.
This is UN. You let me see. Chief, you bring your own.
You see, we are live on air. We are the world is listening. Please. Even Obama himself is listening. We are very, very. We must conduct. Has he seen it? Have they seen it? Now, what we are live on air. Tomorrow we have the town hall meeting. What I'm trying to prove to you is that before, some of you, we are scared of Biafra, but because of that name today, when you go to UN office, they give you paper as a Biafran, and if you want to know how powerful this Biafra is, when next a policeman stops you on the road, bring out this piece of paper. That police will run away from you. This is in Indonesia, a Muslim country. That is what Biafra can. I don't believe in we do things and we make things happen. The same thing I will do in Malaysia myself when I get there. We'll go to UN office. The same thing that happened here will happen in Malaysia. Because our people, the only thing that holds you prisoner is fear. Even at one for no reason. Only thing that I'm going to say is that I can't go. Nobody can stop us. Not even people answering Igbo names. If you join our enemies, we kill you. Simple. We have come to die for what we believe in. Are you prepared to die for what you believe in?
Yes,
sir. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? You've been waiting very patiently. I admire your courage. If you,
yes,
need, if you need an army in Biafra, that army will succeed in their mission. What is your name, please, and where are you calling us from?
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm on a line. That's written as Skype.
My goodness. But I can hear you. The caller on Skype, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Actually, I've been patient waiting and listening to this honorable, and I think I should use some profitable development going down in Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My name is Obinnao Hachasi, and then I'm from Imo State, Nkwere to be precise, and I reside in Georgia. You know,
Georgia. Are you a medical student?
No, I'm international relations.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we have had lots of people, and we've had people in this pursuit quite a long time, and then virtually the turnout wasn't that okay. That the tail end were kind of disappointed. It has happened severally. Then my question, I want to say, you should as well let people understand that there are lots of people out there who would want to contribute to this own development. So we have to be, our reasoning should be deductive. You know, if you should, someone should call, you should be deductive, as in be, go straight to the point, make your point, and then let others also contribute. You know, so I think that's my first contribution. And secondly is this. I would want to ask you something. Where are you from in Biafra? What part of Biafra are you from? Excuse me. Which part of Biafra are you from?
Omodoma, Etitina, Abuisiama, Faruku, Ibeku.
Ibeku, Abia State. Omar here.
Yes.
Okay, good. Actually, it doesn't really matter, but I'm asking because in the previous past, people came up with different notions, you know. I had when you cited instances, and then you referred, you brought up Enugu, and then you gave them this credible remark. I love that. So that was why I wanted to like confirm from you. Are you from Enugu? For you, so if you could have this free mind to like give honor to do whom is due to. That is to say, you have this leadership charisma. I'm not trying to like flatter you, but I think I'm trying to be honest here. And the other way around, I want in a situation whereby what you guys are doing right now. Like I was in here sometime. That was started before I traveled to Nigeria before this issue of from merge or whatever took place. So I wasn't able to participate. And then, but I was around, I wouldn't have participated because people like you who came up for issues like this failed us. They failed us woefully. Now, what effort you as a person, what effort have you made so far? Because before you can get issues like this, I think we fought for it. And then, when it comes to international law, there is a maximum or minimum years that after a country must have fought for must have fought for independence, then at a point when it gets to that year, If they don't need to fight for it again, they can just go back there and then apply for it, and they can get it. So I want to know how, what efforts have you made so far in the international community, not just broadcasting it as in traveling from country to country. What effort have you made when it comes to the people that matters, you understand, in this issue? I heard you talked of United Nations. What have you, what impact have you made there? And then now we have what we call international law. What effort, what impact have you made there? I think you should be a lawyer as well. What impact have you made there? I would want to be, can you brief the Biafrans? Let us hear your efforts so far and then your achievements so far, please.
I'm not trying to paraphrase the barrister, but if Barrister Mamesu was here, he will advise me to tell you to go and listen to Radio Biafra broadcast. Take out time. You can spend maybe 1 month listening. You will be able to be acquainted with what we have been able to do. But I will try and break it down for you. You know, our people is, if you do one, they say, why not the other? You go and do that one. They say, why don't you do the original one? Why did you leave this? Yeah. Are you aware that we went to Norwegian Parliament?
You're just telling me.
That's what I'm saying. You should go back and listen. Are you aware that we've been to United Kingdom Parliament, UK Parliament?
That's what I'm saying. You're just telling me. That's one of the questions I'm asking, because the next question I'm throwing, the question I throw to you, I think everybody wants to know.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
It's important to us. It's not just coming on air to like win people and get dominated. Or I mean, we don't want to be flattered anymore. We want people, credible people, who could come up with this penchant of as in bringing in back Nigeria, Biafra for people, for the interest of the people, not for personal or selfish interest. I'm not sorry. I'm not bickering here. Neither am I ranting. But I'm trying to use a mean. This is a kind of painful. What we're doing here, you might think people might think it's just ordinary. So I want you to like throw light to all, because we want to say people are some people who have this penchant to fight for this cause. And we need, people that will be falling behind, let them have also penchant for the pursuit, not just for selfish reasons or personal interest or whatever. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I want you to throw this light.
I want to answer you.
Who want to be convinced? Who want to know exactly what they have as in your knowledge of what you're doing? Because there are some people who came up for something. They don't know what they are doing. They don't know exactly what they don't have plans for, what agenda for what they are doing. So you can you just throw a little bit insight of your little input so far, or achievement so far, or move so far, so we can also know if you're in the right direction, and if you had contribution, we can as well contribute, because
that's what I'm saying.
We are not, yeah.
If you let me, I will answer. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay,
that all the answers that you seek are contained in Radio Biafra broadcast, but I will try and abbreviate them for you. I have said it to you before that if you go to United Nations, we are there. We have attended UN meeting. That is also on record. I'm not at liberty to tell you what we discussed at those meetings, because they are subject to a lot of secrecy, as you may be able to appreciate. And also, you may also be aware that we have met the United Kingdom government. You may also be aware we have met the Norwegian government. You may also be aware that only 2 days ago, I was with the third highest ranking politician in Catalonia. It is there for the whole world to see. You are also aware of the fact that we mobilize people all over the world. You are also aware of the fact that due to the activities of the indigenous people of Biafra, being piloted by Radio Biafra, United States government banned Boko Haram because of us, yeah. Not any other person. I am specific. We made sure that Boko Haram was banned down to us. The reason why other parts of the world started to consider the possibility of supporting Biafra is because of the alliances we are forging with our conservative friends in the United States of America. I gave an interview to Town Hall magazine, if you understand. I went to downtown Los Angeles and I was interviewed on KLR radio station, which is a predominantly conservative radio station. And for the very first time, Biafra got an airing at that very level. where those in America that matter speak on policy issues. I will give you one simple assignment, please. I want you to go and look at the speech made by the former United States presidential aspirant Newt Gingrich and former, he was also the former Speaker of the House of Reps. I want you to listen to Radio Biafra, please, and a very simple assignment. Listen to Radio Biafra before the day he made that very speech and listen to his speech. You will see that it's word for word exactly what I said. Verbatim. There is no difference. Word for word what I said. There is no difference. Good. Do you understand, my dear brother? And let me put the icing on the cake. Because of the activities of Radio Biafra and the indigenous people of Biafra, for the very first time in our history, if you type the word Biafra in Microsoft Word, it automatically corrects it into a proper noun, showing that Biafra is indeed the name of a place and a country.
Good.
It has never happened before. We also built a cenotaph. I'm coming. We built a cenotaph to remember those that died. Nobody's ever done it before. And we came out on the 30th of May to remember them as well, which has never been done. Now, Honest Ndi will want to copy it and do it, of course, in disarray. This and many more, my dear brother. And that this evening, you're able to sit up and listen to Radio Biafra. We are the ones that, for the very first time, Yoruba media are under retreat. Because of Radio Biafra, you now know who is God. That the name of God is Chukwu Abiama. Because of Radio Biafra. And that is why you are blessed. Do you want me to go one on one? The list is endless.
No.
That's why we are here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think you've made a very good point. And then I want to say more grace to your ables. And then... I can tell you verbally here that my very self, I think I'm in this pursuit with you. I'm not saying it because I want to flatter you for the effort you made so far, but I think it's something that we Biafrans, it's our right that we, most of us, sluggishly, I think have forgotten their roots. You understand? So, and then I think it's not something that we have to like flock so far to like get. It's something, as I believe, it's something we can achieve on a platter of gold if really we have penchant for it. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you for calling. Very intelligent as well. And thank you very much for calling. I like the questioning this evening. It is quite magnificent. I love it when people question, because through questioning you can begin to find out so much. And it is because of us that our people now value where they come from. Because of us, because of Radio Biafra. None of you knew before that Enugu was holy. Did you know that before? You don't know Enugu is holy before, do you?
No.
But because of us, now you know the meaning of your names. Because of us, you wouldn't have known that Jesus Christ is a fake name. It's not the name of Yeshua that came to preach this gospel against the Sadducees and the Pharisees. But his name is actually Yeshua, which means Jesus Oba. None of you knew that before we came. Because Chukwu Abiama is merciful. Ever merciful. Please, who has something to say? Because people are also waiting on the line. Please, go ahead. No, any other person? You're coming tomorrow. Okay. Give him to speak. Give him to speak, please. Go ahead. Turn it on. Is it off? Switch it on. Yeah, it's better now. Go ahead.
The honorable member, my name is
shaking. It's shaking. Yeah, better now.
Okay, thank you. My name is Larry from Imo State, Owerri. Thank you. This is my second time to ask you a question. Sorry for inconveniencing.
That's okay.
Yeah, because I want to belong to Biafra and I love Biafra because many of my brothers and sisters died in Biafra war. So my question goes like this. What it tells, because what it tells, because other countries are fighting for freedom. They fight for freedom, they bring them in Al Jazeera, CNN.
Speak into the microphone. Yes, go ahead.
So
very question based on this. Many of are listening all these things, all this event has taken on. And I had many people come from different states in America, different states, different country. Yes, what he takes.
I think there is a problem with the line.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What it takes for all this kind of event happening in here cannot come out in Al Jazeera or CNN or BBC. So let the world know that the Biafra are still fighting for their freedom.
So is it when it comes out on Al Jazeera you believe?
No, let the world know so that we can come out.
Do you know that we are on satellite? Do you know the radio friends on satellite? That people back home are listening via satellite. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, but it's not more exposed like
no, hold on a second.
So sorry.
Hold on. No. You don't have to be. This is one thing about us. Do you think Al Jazeera fell from heaven? Or people built it? Human beings built Al Jazeera.
Yes.
Are you a human being?
We are human beings.
Can't we build one? Can't we build one that is bigger than Al Jazeera?
Of course.
Then that's what we're trying to do. Because I said this thing before. They don't like you. Because of that, they will not cover your story. Many people will be held accountable and culpable. Britain don't want you to emerge. They don't want your stories to be covered because you can sue them for billions upon billions for what they did. Their complicity in the death of 5.2 million people. That is why we have Radio Biafra broadcasting to the whole world. We have Biafra Television. Very soon, you can get us on FM back home. We are doing it ourselves. That is why, because of our hopelessness and stupidity, that is why we go to Yoruba churches. Because Yorubas use media to cleanse your brains. That is why you go to and kneel before a Yoruba pastor. What is a crime against God himself? These are the things our people need to know. I don't know the reason why people keep saying, oh, we have not seen it on BBC. And anyway, it's a black mentality thing. It's not on BBC. It's not on Al Jazeera did not exist before 1990. Arabs said that the way CNN and BBC covered Arab issues was not good. They founded their own station. Now you're asking me to go there and place our news. Why can't you fund Biafra so that Biafra can be bigger than Al Jazeera?
Yeah. Let me to understand that whosoever that has the money, the one or two or three people like other people can contribute or can build like Al Jazeera.
Bigger than Al Jazeera.
Bigger than Al Jazeera. So thank you on a problem.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Let's try and take this call, please. Let's try and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I don't understand what is going on. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. No, not at all. Please, who has something? Does anybody here have something to say? Please go ahead, Madabu.
Director, because some of the questions we have. My name is Nelson Yagasie from Osuka. I've already introduced myself several times.
But when you come, you say it again so that.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, Director, you see, some of the questions people ask here, sometimes I begin to wonder, and I want to say, like, when they ask, why haven't they been seeing it in Al Jazeera, CNN, BBC, and some other renowned world media outfit. You see, what happens is that most black people are daft. I hear most times they say, why do you refer to them as fools, as monkeys? But as you know, monkeys are better than us. You see, we black people, we don't seem to believe in ourselves. We don't seem to believe that we are equal and come to that above and swim the white people. Anything the white does, we see it as being superior. And when it comes to...
Go ahead.
And when it comes to blacks, we will doubt it. We don't seem to believe in it. Director, even our people, the black people, do not believe that we, the black, can bring the cure for Ebola.
No, no. The God
I was in a church and somebody was leading a prayer in church and they were like, let us pray and that God will use the American people to bring the cure for Ebola disease. I was mad. Does that mean that the cure for Ebola disease cannot come from Africa?
No, they don't believe it.
Does that mean that a God is not the creator of black people? Okay. If God can use the white people, what it means, look at the prayer request. Let us pray that God will use American people to bring the cure for Ebola disease. By implication, the American people on their own power cannot do it. What it means is that God has to use them. God has to do it, passing through them. Then the question is this, if God can do it, passing through them, can God pass through a black man to bring the same cure? Is here a problem? They are saying, well, we are not doing research, this and that, this and that. Because we don't believe in black people. Anything black, we see it as, it cannot be done, this and that. Because we have been brainwashed, we have been psychologically raped. Whatever the white does, we seem to believe. That is why, when you are doing it on Radio Biafra, they say, no, they want to hear from their master, the white people. Because we take pleasure in serving the white.
We do.
They want to hear it. They want to say America have said this, or Britain has said this, or Jazeera this and that, because Radio Biafra is of black extract. Radio Biafra is of black origin. What can a black man say? A black man, this, that. The other person, you will be here. When we are looking for her, who's the town meeting? We want to lobby here. The other, the Indian man there, he said, as we were discussing, we were like, because that he is not dark, I am dark, and because I'm dark, I look scary. That I'm coming down from a taxi without doing anything, without saying anything, just coming down, somebody see me that I look scary, just because I'm a black one. That he is not dark, I am dark. Now look at what the white people do. Look at how they see us. And the most annoying thing is that most of us have not come to this realization that these people do not take us at anything. And that is why when I was introducing myself the earlier time, I said, I made reference to an adage or a kind of saying, that when you can blame a man for pushing you down, you can't actually blame him if you refuse to get up. That is basic. Okay, this thing have happened. What do we do about it? Do we keep on washing their toilets, shining their shoes, worshipping them as God? Even if they do not care about us, why are they not publicizing this? Director, when we are coming from airport, when you said this thing about Al Jazeera, confirmed the incident in Catalonia, that they will show, and when they reach a Belfast flight, they will stop it. I tried to show it to somebody, I think it's Oscar. I was showing it, because I saw that picture before I even arrived here. I said, look at the Catalan flag. Look at Biafran flag. But they will show you the reach here in Nigeria. That is here in the news, over the television. They will show you they will reach here. They will stop. Why? Because they do not want to publicize our information. They do not want the world to know about these black people. Then the onus totally rests on us to tell our own stories. The onus totally rests on us to rise from the ground which white people have pushed us to. Now I look at myself. I look at myself as being superior to the white people. Basically, I am superior than the white people. Now, I read about Malcolm X and his philosophy then. He had this philosophy of black supremacy, and I think it is true. But because they found this out, and because of our sins, the sins of our forefathers and our disobedience to God, God allows some of these things to happen. Because he said, when you turn against him, he will give you out in slavery to the heathen. And that is exactly what has happened in the case of us, the Biafrans, the black Jews. So, when you hear some of these questions, you know it is the product of psychological rape that was orchestrated by the British people centuries ago. But then, will we remain that way? We need to rise up. We need to rewrite history. We need to rewrite history. Thank you. And thank you.
Thank you, my brother. You spoke very, very well. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are, once again. will remind you that we are in Jakarta, in Indonesia, broadcasting to the entirety of humanity. It is roughly 7 minutes to 10 p.m. in Biafra land, and also in England, where we are based or headquartered, so to speak. Although I live at Enugu these days, I came out to make sure that we have enough funds to buy weapons with, and that very effort is continuing. Some people are wondering, why am I out? They have forgotten the reason why I came out in the first place. I left Enugu to come and look for weapons to buy. I have said that before, and I make no bones about it. The time here now is 7 to 4 a.m. in the morning. 7 to 4 a.m. in the morning. And our work is ongoing. We continue to do so here. There is somebody on the line. I don't know if they can hear me. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
Director, you live long.
And you too. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Long live Biafra.
Long live Biafra.
This
go
is Najor Fokenwa, calling from London East, from Abugon Kano, Enugu Biafra land.
Thank you.
Director, I want to congratulate you and the indigenous people of Biafra for the wonderful job you did at Catalonia.
Thank you.
I say well done to everybody.
Thank you.
And you continue the journey for the message of Biafra to Jakarta. But Director, I will not say I'm upset. I will start from the discussion last time with the Reverend, but although it has been discussed and shorted almost, but I want to emphasize that you gave him a long time, you see. So it was like reading paragraphs of Biafran work for us, of which many of us are aware of what most of the things that he read. And I know it is already been shorted, but to say and want to convince us that we should not think bad or blame Gowon or Obasanjo was a farce. That one now on our side, I'm just concerned about this, our brothers there, some of them around you. I thank all the Jakartan Biafrans who welcomed you there and according very good hospitalities to you. But I can hear one of us who was saying that he need to be convinced and need to be, I don't know what he wants for him to be able to join this movement, that up till now he has not done so. And I had one of us again calling on phone asking us a lot of questions. Okay, questions is good. I've always said it depends on what you ask, but I don't know how we want to convince anybody to know what we are doing. Maybe the person has not been listening. Then I would suggest that the person should go to their front radio website and then see what was going on before and make up his mind. At least not waiting even until tomorrow for town hall meeting is a little bit childish. And one of us then who said that he wants to speak, he said it twice that he wants to use Igbo language. I want to make him aware that this is not an Igbo program in the first place. And you have been saying some certain things in Igbo language, yes, but whatever you say in Igbo, you always try to translate it in English as well, because this is not about Igbo, it's Biafra we are talking about. If you want to speak Igbo, then I would suggest that he prepare and organize someone who will interpret for him, so that when he says something in Igbo language, somebody can interpret it in then in English. At least for now, we are using English to communicate. Biafra is too much, not has nothing to do with only Igbo alone. Igbo is just part of it. You see, so this idea that somebody will come and start asking all these kind of questions to get convinced, you have been educating us on behalf of the indigenous people of Biafra and Biafran region for a very long time now. Why not that person go and have a listen first and then see what was going on? If he's not convinced, he asks some brothers around him, and then to prepare himself for some questions, because sometimes I'm afraid that some of them who come to, you know, pose these kind of questions when we are broadcasting are those maybe who come to disrupt or we are seen by some agents that are not with us together to come and disrupt what we are doing. You see? I cannot sit down here and say I want somebody to convince me before I will file to take my freedom. And the other one was asking about why Al Jazeera is not broadcasting them. Now, I think, director, please give him the assignment to go to CNN, BBC, Sky News, yeah, and Al Jazeera, where he wants to hear about Biafra. Let him go there and then impose Biafran situation on them. You see? So I cannot understand this at all. So, as you always say that in Ngwere, in Igbo language, Ngwere jump down, look left and right, shake his head and say, if nobody praise me, I will praise myself. So it's like now, if Al Jazeera don't give the news about Biafra, then we will not exist. Or what we are doing is not true. This idea of convince me before I believe or before I follow is null and void. This idea is that if we don't come on CNN, BBC, Sky, then what we are doing is nonsense, is rubbish. You see, I've never seen people before fought where people are telling you, come, let's go and fight and take our freedom. It's on our hands by the grace of Guadiama. And they continue asking questions that is not relevant. But I always say, Director Carrigo, I know that sometimes for them not to accuse us of being harsh, they try to observe and download everything and answer as much as you can. But I don't think that anybody who is a real girlfriend who wants to fight for his freedom wants another man who wants his freedom as well to convince him. It is absurd. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and well spoken. Thank you very, very much. I don't know if we have anybody on Skype. I think we do. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. You'll be our last caller today, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Jakarta, in Indonesia.
Okay. My name is Onyeka Maximus Madoka from Angola.
Yes,
I come from the floor of Biafra local government in Anambra State, Biafra land.
You live in which part of Angola? Which part of Angola are you?
In Luanda.
Luanda. The capital. Go ahead.
That is the capital. But in fact, I have been listening to the broadcast. I just want to call to thank you so much because what you have given to our people in Indonesia today, in fact, to every one of us, is a 100% gospel and sermon. It is like just like putting a square peg in a square hole. You know, Tina, do you believe that millions of our people, they don't know this history, their history, how they related to this name called Jews and the Hebrew. Many of us doesn't know about this. You see, and there is something I saw. I don't know. This man, man of France, Nostradamus, the man who saw tomorrow. You know, this man predicted something about us, about Africa, but the way he said it, he said that the liberation of the black people lies at the trigger point of Africa. So, when you look at the trigger point of Africa, if you go to the map, you will check because map of Africa is like a gun. When you go to that trigger point, you check the country there. He didn't mention the name of that country. He just said that the liberation of black people and the right comes from lies from in the trigger point of Africa.
Of course.
So our people need to be educated very well to know about this and how the British and all other countries of the world doesn't want us to emerge. It is very, very important for us to know about this. In fact, today's data, I thank you so much. I thank you so much for today. Thank you very much. I think I don't have much to add.
Thank you, my dear brother. Yes,
thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. You have spoken extremely well. This is Radio Biafra. It is our job to educate, to enlighten, to inform, to bring our people to a state of consciousness that will make them aware of their rights and their heritage as the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That's what we're here to do. That in spite and despite all the difficulties we encounter, that men will try to stop us from within and from without. But ultimately, the Almighty God will prevail. His words will be accomplished. His wishes must be fulfilled in our lives. We don't have any secret weapon. All we have done is to acknowledge His majesty, to acknowledge His omnipotence, to acknowledge that only Chukwu Abiama is God. That's our weapon. And then Biafra will be ours as long as our hands are clean, whiter than white and whiter than snow. We are and must remain incorruptible. We cannot see any evil, and evil will not see us, because this is what we are born to do. Chukwu Abiama knows his inheritance. He knows his children. He wants to return them to where he promised their ancestors. And that is exactly what we are facilitating. And only by his grace will all these things be accomplished. Therefore, wherever you are, we thank you once again for having joined us. Uchemefo, you are listening. Carol Monday, everybody, barrister himself. 12 noon. I will say tomorrow for those of you who are in Biafra land and also in London. We are using Biafra land time. 12 noon. I will say tomorrow, because I will say today, because we almost, it's past 4 a.m. in the morning here. There will be a special, Indonesia promises to be very lively. They ask questions and then they become convinced, which is very good. Tomorrow, 12 noon, there will be a special broadcast from here. Town hall meeting of extraordinary importance and significance. We shall attempt to simulcast it live also on Biafra Television. So if you go to www.ipob.org, you will see this whole thing live there as well. You must understand to tune in tomorrow, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, as befitting our people, the children of the sun. You must go there and participate. Satellite, your internet-enabled device, be it your mobile phone, your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop computer, your mainframe computer, anything you have that is internet-enabled should be able to receive Radio Biafra. If you don't know how to do it, ask those around you. Tomorrow promises to be very special. I told Indonesian people that by the time we leave this very place, Indonesia will be mentioned in the same breath as Malaysia and China. They are very strong. Look at the time in the morning. They are very strong and are still with me. I thank each and every one of you for having listened to us today. And on behalf of the wonderful and great Biafrans I have here with me present, the people representing you here in Indonesia, we must remind you again that today we have talked about our beloved country, this sceptred land, that very holy place, the dwelling place of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That this same Biafra we talked about today, we talked about yesterday, and we'll talk about forever and ever, is indeed our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God, not man. Chukwu Abiama is God. We don't do it here, because we are Biafrans. We believe in the supremacy of God. Nothing else. Nothing else. No image of any kind. No likeness of any kind. Only Chukwu Abiama gets our praise and honor. That is why he will bless, guide, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you safe and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from me, Jakarta in Indonesia is where we are. It is good morning.